Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Hey, there's even a bridge! This is great! You can put six packs of soda in here, milk, yogurt, you can put candy bars in the freezer.
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no. It's got to be your bull.
Paul Perillo.
I have what doctors call a bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And Andy. And Andy?
You know where the weight room is?
Andy Hart.
Were you watching Spank Tradition?
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Eric Scalavino.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
I'm going to make you toast to the best bunch of freaks ever born. Maybe we weren't the smartest guys.
Huh? Maybe we spent a little too much time puking off balconies.
So we had fun, huh?
Yeah! All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Fred, Andy, and Paul are here. Eric, I see his little lunch bag, so he's around somewhere. And Toyota's in the booth because Doc is in Denver visiting family.
Toyota's there. Very excited, by the way, Freddie.
Is he?
Yes.
Why is Toyota excited? He got recalled?
He's always very good, Fred. He's always excited. We got Coke. Eric, sorry.
Okay. Why is he excited?
He's just excited to be running the show.
Yeah. No, I think this is really what he came to this organization to do, and Doc hasn't let him do it.
Well, that's what Doc promised us.
That's right.
Actually, when he hired Tomas, he said, he's going to be the producer. We were
he
all excited.
Promised me that, too.
You know, the equivalent of Doc not letting Toyota run the show would right. be when
me
I
not
had...
letting you do covers.
Well, that actually happens. But when...
so does this.
The day I had my surgery, I got a call, and Fred, you just brought up something off the air, made me think of this. I got a call from NFL Network to do something.
Right.
Now... I could have said, no, I'll do it. I'll get there. I'll be there. I'll do it. I'll
right.
do it. But I said, no, Andy Hart can do it.
Yep.
That would be the equivalent. Doc would have said, no, I'll get in right. there. I'll get on my crutches. I have to make sure I do everything. Right. I can't go
or
up
years ago, when I got a call from the great Ted Sarandis.
Good call, Freddie.
To be on at night, and I said,
great.
You know what? Paul should do it, because I don't feel like going there. No, but... No, because Paul was more, and that launched Paul's radio career, which now
really?
Is voluminous and legendary.
That's his full-time job.
Yeah.
I'm working at it.
All right. We'll be here until 2 o'clock from the bowels of Gillette Stadium. Webradio at patriots.com is the email
address.
Like
a little pop-up.
508.
I mean, that was the longest launching ever. I mean, people think space shuttle when you say launch. Didn't it take you like 8 years of gift certificates before you got a paycheck?
Oh, no. It wasn't that long.
Six?
Oh, no. Right away you got gift certificates from Ted, right?
Yeah,
that's
but
what
I
said.
Milton's, no, but
I'm
I didn't,
talking about till he started actually getting checked.
No, it was only like 3 years with Ted, and then the big show came.
Right.
Now, of course, I haven't been on the big show since my surgery, so I don't know.
508-543-7482 is the phone number. And so what's going on, guys? Mini camp is over. Things have really quieted down here.
Thank God.
Lawrence
Thank
Taylor
God.
Arrested for rape.
Is yeah. that right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Right
yeah.
before the show.
Really?
Yeah. News came down.
Wow. This is like not alleged or?
No, he got arrested.
He was arrested.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's alleged. I mean, but
whether
or not
he raped someone right. is alleged,
wow.
but he was arrested.
Yeah.
That's not alleged.
Huh.
I chuckled because he was arrested in Ramapo or And I think you got in trouble for ramming a hoe. Oh,
Ramapo was the police department as Montebello, which apparently is the same as Suffern. Buddy of mine lives there, was telling me all about it.
And Paul's
little
Paul
known fact, I actually stayed at that hotel, the Holodome in Suffern, New York.
You lost me at Ramapo. But anyway,
Ramapo.
That's too bad. It's too bad for the
first
woman.
Time wasn't enough for you? You had to throw it out there again?
Really?
Lawrence Taylor, I mean, what a, you know, sorry
great
story.
Great outside linebacker? What? I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, what a sorry story he is. He just cannot get his act together. You know, he's just one of those guys that...
Idiot!
He's just off the wrong track and will never get on the right track.
Funny thing is, when Paul first came around the corner and said, LT just got arrested for rape.
And my buddy met LaDainian Tomlinson.
Because I was thinking, funny how it is, they get Santonio Holmes and Cromartie, and it's the supposed good guy who's in trouble.
He raped the San Diego fans of any hope of a Super Bowl. But that's another type of rape.
That's not bad. Yeah. Like that's that? Not bad. For one, you know, you usually force him in there, but
right.
At least it made sense.
That's why LT was arrested.
What is wrong with you guys? We're 5 minutes in.
Didn't take 5 minutes for him to get in.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about some of the deals that got made lately.
Tomas is all up in arms.
This guard that just got paid a bunch
Jerry
of
Evans.
Money.
Evans. All pro. Mm-hmm. Restricted free agent guard.
Down in New Orleans.
$56 million.
Does this have any ramification on Logan Mankins?
Clearly. I mean, Logan Mankins is an all pro restricted free agent guard. Whether you think they are the first and seventh, first and third, there's a comparison. So when a $56 million contract is drawn up with, what was it, 19 and 27? 19 in the first year, 27 the first three.
Or 25 and change.
I mean, clearly that is on Mankins' agent's radar.
Yeah,
oh, it should be, yeah.
There was a lot of talk. We talked yesterday. There was some reports about Patrick Willis signed an extension, and people wondered how much, if at all, that would possibly play into Jerod Mayo maybe a year or two from now. Mayo still has 3 years left on his deal. Willis only had 2 years left on his deal when he signed the extension.
I was actually wondering how it compared to Guyton's next deal.
Well, and that's Andy and I quickly were like, this really, you know, Mayo can think it has something to do with that, but there's really not much of a comparison there between the players, in my opinion.
Right.
This one, I think Andy and Eric are absolutely right. These are two of the better guards in football. A lot of people think that Evans is the best. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on guard play, but they're clearly two of the best reputations for guards. They're all pros, they're pro bowlers, and they're both restricted.
Everybody's using that Pro Football Focus thing again because they had Evans number one, which we think is Neil Cornrich.
Right.
Who's Evans' agent?
And that, by the way, they had Stephen Neal as the seventh best right guard. Mankins is the ninth best left guard, which I think is a little low.
Wow.
Yeah. For Mankins.
I do too.
I mean, how do you know?
I just like him.
Really?
I just like Mankins because he's mean, he's tough, he stays healthy. I like talking to him. I want him to be a Patriot.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's probably not worth $8 million a year, $56 million, but I mean, if that's the market, somebody might give it to him. I don't know.
I mean, is Jerry Evans worth that kind of money? Probably not.
Yeah.
So, but it clearly resonates on the.
It does seem to be a little bit much for a guard, but I guess if John Hanna was playing these days, he'd command that type of money.
Mm-hmm.
Much to his chagrin.
We won't know, obviously, but I wonder how this would, if this hadn't happened, how it would have affected what Mankins does going forward. Like now, if he holds out, people will say, "Oh, it's because of the Jerry Evans thing." Well, if Jerry Evans hadn't happened, would he still hold out theoretically, hypothetically, if that ends up being the case? You know,
right?
It's an unknowable. But
when's the next time that there's a mandatory camp here?
Mandatory?
Mandatory. June. So it's the June camp.
Is it 17th? No. It's right after that.
It's
right after that deadline he has to sign the tender.
Yeah, the tender,
which is June 15th. So it's right after that is their mandatory minicamp. Maybe coincidentally, maybe not.
So we'll see.
In other words, the Patriots are sort of forcing Mankins to make his decision before that minicamp. That way, if he doesn't sign the tender and wants to sit out minicamp, he does so risking losing a significant amount of money. Now, I personally don't think the Patriots would cut the salary. I think they would keep the tender offer out there.
Because if Belichick likes his nuts, he will.
I don't think it makes a lot of sense to want to have an openly disgruntled guy. And that's what you're doing. Because you can cut the salary from like 3 and change to 1 and change. It's a significant drop. I just don't think it makes a lot of sense to intentionally irritate a guy over a couple of $1 million.
But not as big a jump from 3.2 to 8, technically, right. Which is right. The average annual value of that deal. Interesting, though, because we were always talking about the reference point was always the 7 for 49 was always the reference point. And the market's gone up a little bit. Now it's 7 for 56 for the elite guards. The Willis thing, though, we should touch on. A lot of the talk was their ability to get that deal done and manipulate the 30% rule, which is that the salary for a player cannot increase by more than 30% of his 2009 salary. They used a second signing bonus in the second year of the deal. Some refer to it as a supersede signing bonus and some guarantees due to injury but not to talent. There's a whole layering of that. I read multiple explanations of the Willis contract and still didn't really get it.
Right.
But people are sort of wondering, could the Patriots use similar tools for the Tom Brady potential extension? I don't know if the answer is yes or no, but that's kind of another tie-in here.
I was a little confused in that, too. Obviously, the 30% rule, you can't raise a player's base salary more than 30% in a consecutive year. But
that's off an extension, we should add.
Just off an extension?
Yeah, not a new deal. If Brady's deal runs out, right. It's different.
You know, like in other words, if Brady were on his rookie deal right now and is about to expire, clearly he'd be able to make more than 30% of his rookie deal
right.
as a sixth-round pick.
Right.
But so there's a big difference there.
It seems to me, though, that even
no socks in the house.
Even those extensions, if you add in the signing bonuses, in effect, they make more than 30% the year before.
Right.
So to me, it's kind of irrelevant. It's kind of
What it does is it forces you to use a larger signing bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But what I said to Paul, to me, that goes out the window with quarterbacks. I can hand a quarterback a $50 million signing bonus. To me, that's the cost of doing business with a guy like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Now, maybe I wouldn't want to with Patrick Willis or a guard or whatever, so you need to look through some other loopholes. But if I'm giving Brady $100 million, I'm fine with 50 of it being literally a paycheck, because to me, that's kind of how it works.
Half of it.
They are elite.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to do. You know, Brady's, I believe, it was $5 million was his salary last year, right around $5
million. Yeah, around there, yeah.
So the 30% rule is like a 1.6 or something raise.
By the letter of the law, it could only go up by 1.5 per year.
Right.
In each year, right.
Each year. So it gets up to, like 11.5 or 12.
Right.
But if I give him
$50 million,
you get around
and it's
that.
$10 million bonus per year,
you can use those salaries.
Now he's at 20. So,
yeah. I mean, one way or the other, guy's going to get the money. Whether it's an extension or a new deal, if he's a Tom Brady, he's going to get the money. So this whole talk about, what does this mean for the Brady deal, I don't think it really matters at all.
Neither.
You know?
I feel the same way I've always felt. He's going to be making like $20 million a year.
Yeah,
for the New
one
England
way
Patriots.
Or the other, he's going to make it. There's not going to be the Patriots aren't going to say, Tom, we'd love to give you more, but we can't.
Mankins might get that line. Yeah. We love you. You're our favorite guard, but ...
And then I saw a write-up today comparing the Willis deal to how that will affect Jerod Mayo. I'm thinking, Mayo's got a way to go before he proves he's, deserving of kind of money. I mean,
sure.
Willis got a five-year extension with 2 years remaining.
He did, but I'm saying, I think Willis has already proved to be the better of those young linebackers.
Were you not listening when Paul was talking earlier? Are you pulling a curse here?
You guys really are hurting my feelings. Now it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's not pretty bad when Eric puts you on the
No, but I think Paul and Eric are right. Willis is a lot different player than Mayo, and Mayo has a lot more to prove before he gets big.
Willis is
money.
Richard Seymour. He came in, was an impact rookie as a high pick, and then was immediately all-pro, pro bowler. He's been in the league 3 years. Three-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro.
Willis.
That's kind of how Seymour was early on. And not surprisingly, Seymour got that virtually guaranteed $30 million extension. So those kind of players get those.
Right.
Mayo, nowhere near that stratosphere.
No. Now, I think that if I'm Mayo, I'm kind of happy with this Brandon Spikes pick. Because if he turns out to be as good as we hope he is, that's going to make Mayo better, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to help him. He's going to be on a better, linebacking core. And that's going to help Mayo. So we'll
help him as far as freeing him up to make more plays?
Make more plays and be, you know, one of those more impact players that get the big bucks.
It's one of those catch-22s. I totally agree with you that I think he helps Mayo and, you know, Mayo helps him. And, you know, the defense is better, the more good players. But in terms of making more money, I think it's a logical argument for the team to say, well,
really, you got better when.
You didn't really do that until we got this guy around you. It's a team thing, and we need to continue our team concept. And we can't give you, you know, a Patrick Willis deal, because then what are we going to give Brandon Spikes? He's as responsible for this as you are.
Right.
So it's a catch-22.
It is. But if you're producing and you're making the highlight reel.
That part you're right about. I think it helps Mayo become a better player.
And it'll help him get a lot of money somewhere. If he's making plays, it may not be in New England, because they may argue, we saw you the first 2 years without Spikes. We know you're not elite. Somebody else will say, oh, you had 9 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. We'll pay you.
Case in point, Adalys Thomas.
Right. Except you're taking the Patriots out of the equation. They can't overpay for him. So.
No, I understand. But, you know, Adalys Thomas was benefited from Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and got the big bucks.
And now apparently he has about as many NFL contract offers as Eric.
Oh, that's all right. He's good. The money's in the bank already. So,
how I would look at
this.
No, we're not talking about a rechargeable weed whacker for
it looks
true
really good.
Nannies.
It edges too. This works thing.
I'm sure it does. Is this a whole like half hour paid
it's an
infomercial thing?
Yeah.
What the hell channel? It's great for city dwellers with small yards and everything.
Look at this guy. This guy's got a huge
You have a reasonably big yard. It's not for you.
Really?
You need real tools.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It looked good to me. Anyway.
Everything looks good to you. You buy everything that's on TV.
Yeah, you're their target audience.
Webradio at Patriots.com. 508-543.
Idiots with disposable income.
7482.
Brent Kirsch, the poster boy.
Is the phone number. Let's take a phone call. Sam on Houston is
on Houston?
Sam in Houston.
Sam, get off Houston.
is on hold. How's hold?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Sam. What's up?
Oh, not too much. I just want to say enjoy you guys' show very much, and thank you for the entertainment. And thank you, F-Bomb Fred, for that very nice doing.
You like that, huh?
That's Fred with a capital F.
Yeah,
capital F. It was beautiful.
it kept you listening, right?
Very entertaining. Let me ask you guys something. With everything that's going on with the whole, I want an outside linebacker, I guess that's the whole cry out there these days. I think a lot of people are forgetting about the D-line, and I guess exactly where Jarvis Green just left from, I guess it really didn't matter since they ran at him anyway. And I was looking at the Baltimore Ravens game, and just to see the way we got just beat up on that side, where do you think we should go, and do you think the guys that we got now are going to help that?
I think when you look at that particular game, the personnel that they've added since then directly helps what happened in that game. Now, I don't know about anything else, because remember, Flacco couldn't even move that day. But as far as what the Ravens did to the Patriots that day, they have better personnel, I think, right now to match that.
Well, I think Gerard Warren is a more legitimate
defensive
lineman than Jarvis Green.
Warren and Lewis are better players than Jarvis Green.
Yeah, but Gerard Warren he has the size to play that spot. Yep. He has the ability.
And their specialty.
And he started everywhere he's been. I know people want to say he's a bust, but everywhere he's gone, he's started. He hasn't been a can't-play-in-the-league type bust. He just hasn't been number 3 overall pick, especially when you compare him to the guy who went 6th and Seymour.
But I think you're right, though, Fred. Their specialty is more run stuffing than it is sacking the quarterback.
And that's the thing about those interior positions. Unless you're like a Warren Sapp, you don't really show up a lot on the stat sheet, you know? So even while Seymour was here, you know, we were like, well, I guess he's really good because everybody that plays against us tells us that he's that good. But, you know, he wasn't a big sack guy, a big tackle guy.
But the thing about Seymour was that I really just looked into is, like, you had to have 2 people block against him. That freed up the outside linebackers to get those numbers. You had to put 2 guys on bench. So that's 4 guys taken up by 2 guys.
Yep.
So that let linebackers like Teddy Bruschi and when Rodney Harrison and them were there, that let them blitz and have fun and yep. get these numbers and create pressure. So I guess that's what I'm looking at, because I know we keep hollering about, oh, we don't have a true edge rusher. Oh, we don't have a true edge rusher. Well, if we had guys that push the pocket and you had to put extra people to contain them, then those numbers are going to come.
Yep. The and trouble so, with your theory is, even when you had Seymour and Wilfork doing what you're saying is true, they take up extra blockers, the guys who were on the edge for the pass rush were Mike Vrabel, Willie McGinnis, Roosevelt Colvin. Those guys are much better than Pierre Woods, Sean Crable, Rob Ninkovich. So even if your theory is right, the guys cleaning up the scraps or getting the beneficial matchups that you have now, I mean, somebody referred to him in something I read today as not capable cast-offs or not even near capable cast-offs.
I read that same thing.
And I'm thinking, I mean, that's true. They I mean, maybe Ninkovich could be Mike Vrabel Part 2. You know, the feature PFW is just waiting to write if he's ever any good. But he's not there yet. We don't know. There's nobody that we can count on that's any that could hold the jock strap of the three guys I just mentioned in Colvin, McGinnis, and Vrabel.
Yeah, no argument here on that. I guess with that being said, is it anyone you think the Patriots may target? I keep on hearing Sean Merriman's name in a trade or whatever about a guy, but I don't think that'll happen. I don't know if you guys see anybody that they may bring in.
Greg Ellis.
Yeah, Greg Ellis is the guy that we've sort of been keeping an eye on throughout the offseason, just because we know that there's been some interest there in the past. We know he's had success in this scheme in the past, or a scheme pretty close to this anyway. So there's not
he even had success last year as a Raider. So not a huge, everything there makes it look like he could be a short
But there's not a huge transformation. You don't have to envision a transition for Greg Ellis. You know that he can play outside linebacker, standing up on the edge. That's he's done that. So he might be maybe a little old, but definitely better than what they have.
Yeah, so no, he's younger football-wise than Burgess was, based on what I saw, because he's closer to producing. He produced last year in Oakland.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I don't think we really worry about old guys.
Clearly not.
We need to keep those guys around.
So. Sam, I truly believe that one of the starting outside linebackers is not a New England Patriot right now.
I just don't know who that is, though.
I don't either.
So you guys have no confidence in Tully Bannacane.
No, penciling him as one of them.
Yeah.
But you have to have two. In a 3-4, there's four linebackers.
Ideally,
two inside, two
he's
outside.
A compliment.
Ideally, you have to have
he's
three.
He's a compliment, Fred.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And they have one who I would be reasonably comfortable with playing on a regular basis.
And Derek Burgess
is not on the team.
I'm just saying, but they could bring – he's a guy that's out there.
He could be my outlet, too.
I was right. Derek Burgess wasn't on the team when I said it.
I think if they really wanted him, he'd be here at the moment.
Yeah.
I think that's true, too. And on Tully Bandicane – I think he's more serviceable as a situational pass rusher, not a, just a true difference maker on the edge. But with that said, he got 10 sacks, but it was like three against the Bills or something like that. It wasn't like he was creating havoc like every game.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. All right, Sam, I do appreciate you calling in.
Excellent job, Sam. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Sam.
Sam from Houston. No problem there.
No, Robin Roberts.
Oh, well done.
You like
Fred.
That? Yep. You like that?
I thought you were going to go with, isn't Sam Houston the guy who...
Sam Houston State.
...settled Houston and Texas and on a...
That is true.
A hat
that
and a mustache true. And a horse.
Well, why go with the obvious, though?
All right. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. We're going to take a quick break because Mike from Puerto Rico bought us lunch and there's cookies.
And Andy
is about to move. So we'll be right back.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game, 5 yards, first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services N.A., Bank of America N.A., member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
The 75th NFL draft may be over, but the Patriots Pro Shop has everything to get you geared up for the 2010 season. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots gear anywhere, including many items that you can't get anywhere else. Be the first to get the 2010 draft hat that you saw the NFL's newest players wear on draft day at the Patriots Pro Shop. Can't get to the stadium? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. You'll know it's authentic when you purchase from PatriotsProShop.com because your item will be shipped directly from Gillette Stadium. With a huge selection of Patriots items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Patriots Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open year-round Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room. Tuesday's edition of PFW in Progress featured Fred flying solo. Well, Philo is there.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Everything seemed to be going well until this topic came up.
If anyone has used the contraption called the Nut Wizard, I think you can find it at nutwizard.com. It's not what you think. It's for picking up, like, acorns in your yard. I have a ton of acorns, so I'm looking for the best way to pick up acorns in my yard without breaking my back, you know? So I saw this thing. It's like a cage with spokes, and you roll it, and supposedly it just picks up the acorns. But I want to, before I just like $49. I don't want to buy it, you know, if it only works half the time or whatever. Or if someone has a better way to pick up acorns.
Now, back to the Nut Wizard. Fred, and hopefully the rest of the PFW boys.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. The gang's all here feasting on cookies. Made possible by Mike from Puerto Rico, and on the phone right now.
Is he on the phone?
Is Mike. Mike, how you doing?
Hey! I am well. How are you guys doing? Enjoying the cookies?
Enjoying it all, Michael. Thank you very much.
I actually wanted to send that over last week so you as a birthday gift from me to you guys.
Your birthday?
Last Tuesday.
And how you old? Wanted to send us a gift? That's so nice. How old are you now?
34.
Ooh. Oh, you're just a spring chicken compared to us. Well, Andy's kind of young, but his jokes are old.
Younger than 34.
As you guys know, I'm trying to catch up on the podcast, and I got some things that I want to throw out before I get blown up.
I'm pretty sure lunch is a get out of blowout free card. Right?
I wouldn't make that assertion.
Let's hear what he has to say first.
Go ahead, Michael. Okay.
First of all, the week leading up to the Baltimore game, that was the best week ever. Every single show had unbelievable entertainment value.
Well, you're really behind,
aren't you? I don't know if you know, but we lost that game.
Did I pick the Ravens?
I know.
I picked the Ravens. Did.
Oh, wait, they owe me a lunch because of that or something.
Dinner.
Yeah.
You sure on this?
You and I both have lunch coming
the next
preseason.
Oh, yeah,
Dinner on the road. Oh, I'm letting you partake in mine? Oh, yeah, here we
Something
go.
Here.
Yeah, that's what it was, the next dinner on the road.
Right.
Next road trip.
Okay, go.
Because you didn't want just a lunch. Wasn't
okay, the next thing, Paul, did you vic it? Did you shave it? Did you trim it down?
It's buzzed down.
He's got a Brazilian.
He's got a Brazilian on his head.
It's buzzed down. It's a lot shorter, and I like it.
He should go shorter, though.
I think it's growing back in, Paul. I really do.
What do they call that? You boosted the growth or whatever?
Oh, God Almighty.
No chance.
Yeah. No, I didn't bick it and you know, shave it clean, but I did cut it down.
I think you should cut it down a little further, though.
No.
Yeah, shave it.
I don't bick it. I gelet it. And,
right. Good. Good, Mike. Good.
It's the best way to go because
you paid $4 too much for that razor.
You gelet it. And it goes a little bit down, and then it starts going through throughout the week. It just looks like you buzz cut, and it just looks just good, just right. So that's the way I go about it.
Okay.
And a couple of thoughts to throw out there. The draft, I'm very excited about it. I just hope that Brady doesn't do the headbutting thing with Gronk because he'll take his head off.
Yeah, it's true. Careful about that.
Although he used to hit pretty hard with Graham.
Graham.
He did.
I mean, they used to go at it.
Gronk's a little bit bigger, though, than Graham.
I don't know. Graham's had a mean streak and is a tough Emma.
What?
Very physical player.
Yeah, Gronk.
Actually, out of the four picks, out of my four projected picks, the first round and then the three second rounders, I actually got two of them right.
Who'd you get?
I got Gronk and I got Spikes. I got them both.
Me
right.
too. So did we.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike. Well done.
If you had gotten McCourty, I would have been impressed.
If I had known they were looking for a gunner, I would have gone with McCourty.
Well, that would
everything
have been
by Patriots.com, right. Fred. Yeah.
Got that one right. Right. Should be doing mock drafts. And one idea to throw out there, so I get off of the line. Thinking of us, we're so close to the draft. Have you ever guys thought about now that the season is kind of slow, doing a PFW fan draft? You know, you have a lot of contributors there. You have Sam in Chicago.
As a matter of fact, Mike, one of the suggestions I made to Doc next year for Belo's show, because he does the draft shows leading up to the draft, the last show before the draft should be a listener slash email or mock draft where he goes around. I don't know, maybe people have to get in line or something, but he should conduct a mock draft online done by the listeners.
So the fan in that city picks for that city's team?
However you want to do it. There's
so like Sam would pick
it.
For the Bears.
It could
so
be,
Belo's
yeah.
mom, the only one who listens, would have to make all 32
The end result
picks.
Is... Wow. The end result is
not yeah. unlike the writer's mock draft this year.
Yeah, the end result is you end the show with a mock draft that was created by the listeners.
So wow. Who would get the coveted New England pick?
I think Michael is talking about a
drafting fans.
Like,
with the number one overall pick today, I would take Mike.
Yeah, Mike would be the best fan today.
Is that what you're talking about,
Mike? Lunch today.
But you'd have all our regulars, right?
That's exactly
Chris
what
with a TIAN
about.
Would be in there.
William Roeder.
Chris in Connecticut.
Okay,
William Roeder.
You'd have to create a big board.
Dan in. Dan Heffron.
I would have a lot of re-slotting.
Sam in Chicago.
Every lunch it would change.
For Eric.
Yeah. So.
You had strippers.
Strippers.
Yeah. Jamie and Houston.
Carmani.
Yeah, strippers might be off my board for off-field stuff.
And Carmani would be off Eric's board for hate.
Good, Fred. I like that.
And what's the other guy's name? The guy from Vales in Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets a lot of beaver. Bill.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff.
It'd be an interesting show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Plus, John in L.A.
We'd be like the NBA draft. We got all the Europeans to consider.
Be a lot of hurt feelings, though, with the fan who doesn't get picked first or at all.
I know, but it's just fun because you pick the guy and then you give the reason or the girl, considering Sam in Chicago, and then you give your reasons why.
I like the idea. We'll look into it.
I like Fred. I might have to take strippers off the board. off field.
Red flag.
All right, Mike.
Thanks for everything, guys. I hope you enjoy the meal, and looking forward to the off season and the reports on minicamps and stuff like that.
All right,
best cookies ever.
Thanks, Mike. Mike in Puerto Rico calling in and providing lunch. So
a dozen cookies. No one has ever sent a dozen cookies before.
Those might be
huge.
The best cookies yet, too.
They are.
That is huge.
Nice and soft and gooey. Didn't stick too much. A little bit of stickage, but not too sticky. Fred, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
I have decided that our idea that we came up with on draft weekend is phenomenal. They should do the draft in some way as a TV production, 32 down to 1. And I was talking with Paul about it yesterday. You'd probably have to have the teams would go 3 hours early, actually do the draft, 1 to 32, but they'd have to be sealed in a room
right.
with guarantees, confidentiality. You can't let this out, and then do the actual show. You start with the 32nd pick, and the suspense that would build, not just, is Sam Bradford, but Sergio Kindle. Right. Oh, my God, we're in the top seven, and Kindle's going to be a top seven pick, but he never goes in the top seven, and that whole game. And
right.
I think it would be, and if you do it that way, you can edit it. You can make it a two-hour production or whatever, 8 to 10 or whatever, package it together so it's not a three-and-a-half-hour event.
The right. NFL holds the draft in secret.
Right.
Same thing. They can do trades. There's a clock.
Yeah, sure.
Nothing changes
for the
right.
team.
They
nothing.
Do that all in secret, and then there's a show that reveals all this
like
stuff.
The schedule.
So then when
the
you get to the top five, right. you don't work it up to the one.
No.
You stop at the top five.
What?
And you don't. I mean, if you do it in sequence once you get to the top five, then once you get to two, you know who's won. So
but it's like Miss America where you have the two standing there.
Right,
you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. So once you get to maybe the top five or top three or whatever,
you have the
two stop
top players and you bring them out. And I was thinking you could do it like wrestling where it's kind of like a live event and they like the Royal Rumble. You never know who's next to join the Royal Rumble with the fifth pick and the curtain opens and out runs Eric Berry.
So I agree. I think
it would be awesome.
It would be.
I think you could make it not only a primetime event, a pay-per-view event. And I just see
people
running.
I think they would.
British Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
you don't know who's next.
Now, I can see where that would be a great show. But realistically, in today's NFL, when they can't even keep the questions that they ask prospects in a private interview secret,
you do
how
it
would they keep
in
secret?
One room. Everybody's in one room. The NHL lottery does the same thing. The NHL lottery happens well before it's announced on TV. They are entered into a room. They are removed of their cell phones, their pagers, and everything. And everything takes place in the room, yeah, and they are cordoned off.
You can't do that, though, because this isn't just a lottery, because there's a lot of things that, you know, you've got your board in front of you.
It's called a laptop.
As picks happen, you have to talk to other people. You have to, you know.
Everybody's in the room. Belichick and Irwin.
That happens. Like I'm saying, it's completely unchanged for the teams.
Right.
They conduct the first round just like normal.
So as it,
you just have to make sure that they don't
And how do
text
you do
out
that?
Their picks?
$1 million fine.
Not that high.
I don't know. You make them realize we don't want you screwing around.
It sounds ridiculous, but $1 million fine.
We are treating this seriously. If it leaks, I blame you. I don't care where the leak
is. I don't care where the leak came from. You're responsible. If any information comes from the Patriots,
call Jonathan right now.
But listen,
Patriots are fine.
Listen. Why? Who's doing the next commentary?
Me.
PFW.
But it's Andy's idea. If he wants to write about it, it's his idea.
Switch it. You do the commentary.
One of Fred's ideas, too.
He can only write an edit letter size.
I thought of it, but yeah.
Two paragraphs before
276 words is the limit for Fred.
But
he has to do that in two sittings.
And it's a template that actually starts and ends with Go Patriots.
Well, why don't you map it out and do it in the commentary? I mean, that's how I got replay through, is I wrote it in the edit letter.
And Chris Gasper took credit for something.
I replay in NFL.
Instant replay? You came up with that?
Yeah, I did. It's
kind of like Windows 7?
Yeah.
That's true. We should do that kind of commercial for BFW.
Instant replay. Did I ever tell you I had the idea for that first?
No. Actually, the part that I introduced was within the 2 minutes, the booth.
Oh, you're talking about replay. I thought you meant like the institution of instant replay.
No.
I'd like to see that again. I wonder if they can play it again.
Yes.
Calling down from the booth within 2 minutes to the ref, that was the part that I instituted. Through an edit letter.
You and only you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So,
but you don't think that would be cool with the curtain and like the guy runs out crazy in his new team's helmet?
No, that's why we talk about it.
Like Gronkowski, picture if he had been a pick and he runs out all jacked up and excited.
And then he gets his brother out so he can headbutt him?
Yeah.
Because the way the draft net works now is high, you know, excitement and intrigue at the beginning, and then it wanes.
And peters out. This would be exciting early and late.
Right.
Because in the 29th pick, so-and-so goes, did he slip? Is he too high?
Right. Mr. Irrelevant becomes the first pick. That's the first one you know about.
And even the trades, all of a sudden it pops up.
Right.
Oh, why is my team picking now? They weren't supposed to pick.
Here's the thing, though.
So slipping no longer really is a thing. It's rising that is the intrigue.
Well, yeah, but the Kindle issue would pop up once you got to number one. It's much, like he didn't go at all, and you're like, son of a...
But
you
guy
don't
like,
know that until the end.
A guy like Jimmy Clausen,
right,
who got picked, what was he, third, fourth round?
Right.
You would see him pick that early, and you'd say, "My God, what happened?" Like you would know instantly
anyway. But,
what about
but you would know.
Drafted,
no, I'm saying you would know instantly that he. You would know sooner that he slipped.
No,
because
they're not sitting there because it's a packaged production that's put together.
Right, it's a show.
Here's the thing, though: the teams wouldn't probably be able to call the players and tell them that they've been picked, because that would just lead. There would be two.
They can't.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't.
They can't do that because that would be too tempting for the player to tweet something to somebody, and then
the
rumors get out.
And the agents have to find out on the show.
Right.
Because you can't.
Unless you have them there.
If you tell an agent, it's going to get out. It's going to get out.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I fine him $1 million. The league will be rich because I'll be handing out fines left and right.
Yeah, but the show's ruined.
I know, but it'll only be ruined once. It'll be great the second year.
So, now. I think that
way too much time on this one.
I think it's awesome. I would watch it.
I think something like this, though,
and you would shorten it because you wouldn't have to wait for the picks to be made.
It's a 2-hour show where you really you rattle through round seven,
right,
through
two
five.
Or 3 hour show, I'd say. Yeah. You can get it done in 3 hours.
Whoa, I was just talking about the first round.
Oh, you're not talking about the whole draft.
About the whole draft.
About the
no
whole
one
draft.
Gives a rat's ass about
no
the
one can,
those.
Yeah.
This is a first
you're have just
round,
as little
prime
interest
time,
in the seventh round
star
as you would
driven.
Anyway.
Oh, I see what you
and
say.
It's an extravaganza. There's cheerleaders and boobs and everything. It's
I like
fireworks
boobs.
When people run out.
Okay.
I want Vince McMahon involved with the production of the show.
Why don't we just do the whole draft, though, behind closed doors, and then we can still shorten it so that we don't have 3 days of this, you know, nonsense.
Yeah, but they don't think it's nonsense because they get good ratings.
I think 2 through 7 you can do the same way. It's 32 down to 1, the first round of picks that you do this. It's a primetime special. Huh. Ratings? You want to see all-time great ratings? Use my idea.
It's not that outrageous.
No, I mean, I think it...
So go backwards from 32 and then go forwards from the second round on? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the rest of it just becomes the draft like it always was.
Yeah.
You know, they reset their boards for day two and everything. It's no more flash. It's about picks.
So when a guy like Tyson Alualu gets told, you need to come to New York, son, because you're going to be running out the tunnel.
I'm not sure how you do that. I'm not sure how you get everybody there. And
they all got to come.
But how?
Every draft eligible player?
You're conducting the first round. How much time do you have to get them there?
Okay, so you link it up over via satellite or something. For the couple guys that aren't, like, in the mix. All of a sudden, oh, my God, no one runs out. What happens? That used to happen at Royal Rumble 2.
Gronkowski doesn't get to come out, by the way, because he was a second-round
pick. I know. I was just saying, had he been a first-round pick. But, yeah.
Details, Paul.
The curtain
details.
Would open, and there'd be dead stud silence.
Unfortunately, this is the second time I've sat through this. I don't have...
Unfortunately.
This is, again, where Paul gets mad, because I have passion and energy about an idea.
No, but...
Andrew writes in, this is the single worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Go screw yourself.
Wow. Is that Andrew in Ukraine?
No, it doesn't say where.
He wouldn't understand. Ukrainian.
I like how you emphasize the
Make fun of the Denmarkians Ukraine, the other day. Now it's the Ukrainians. Whatever came from Ukraine except uranium?
Is that Eric and the
Uranus?
I didn't have anything that I could find fault with yesterday either. I don't think it's that outrageous of an idea.
And by the way,
I don't think it has any chance at all of happening.
It won't be on ESPN anymore because now you'll get somebody to pay legit money to put it on an actual network. This will be
Why
on
just
CBS.
Make it pay-per-view?
And, well, I said that earlier. I think year two could be pay-per-view once people see how popular it is.
I throw out things that, as a lark.
I'm telling you. Pay-per-view.
That's what I want to do. It's year two.
Year two, pay-per-view.
Oh, God.
I think it will be phenomenal. Fred just had a stroke. Staring at the TV, drooling.
Fred, you want us to get a straw for you so you can finish your meal?
No, that's all right.
What is wrong?
I don't know who that runner was that first.
Javid Best.
Wow.
I never heard of this Best character.
I know he was a first
round
pick.
He was in love with Jonathan Dwyer off of the footage. But
Best
yet,
back in the draft.
I somehow overlooked Javid Best.
I never saw that clip.
One clip?
Well, he showed swivel hips in that
right.
I've never seen.
And C.J. Spiller just like never got hips. Hit by anybody.
I do like
So he
swivel
was no
hips.
Good. You by like the way, I guess Armonte Edwards really had an impressive minicamp in his transition to wide receiver.
Right, which is what he should be. There were people still trying to sell on the draft that he was going to be a quarterback.
Oh, God.
Hells
no. First of all, he's not even big enough to be a wide receiver. Never mind, a quarterback.
It's true.
All right. Well, that's good discussion. Andrew thinks it's the worst idea ever.
Andrew's an idiot.
I think it's an interesting thing that Mark I think Tate. Has no chance to happen.
I go by Andy on this show, not Andrew.
No, that's not what I hear when you're on the phone with
and
people
Freddie,
doing business.
I've targeted my number one here. Pick for next year with the Raiders selection.
Yeah. Actually,
Robert
I have. He stole that from
I can't
me too.
Believe
No, you didn't. No, you
oh,
didn't.
Oh, see, look how sensitive he gets.
Wow.
Wow, a little taste of your own medicine. You don't like it, huh, Fathead?
You've really created a monster with your combine coverage.
Well,
you two guys can't
competition brings out the best in everyone. Isn't that true, Fred?
It's cutthroat at that level.
They came back in such, you know, they were joined at the hip, and now they're just feuding.
Wasn't the hip they were joined at. I'm not Gino.
They're just feuding all the time. And, you know, everyone, they're stealing credit from
See,
each
Eric,
other.
That's what I can do. I can make those kind of jokes about myself. Robert Quinn, defensive end.
Did you have a 10-hour energy before you came here?
10-hour now.
It's left over.
I hadn't had a calzone in a while.
Yeah, 2 fives.
Those cookies were fantastic.
They are.
You can have more.
Are there any more?
Don't worry about it.
Robert Quinn, defensive end, athlete, North Carolina. He's going to be a junior, so he'd have to be an underclassman.
They're projecting
him
that way.
6 foot and change, 260 and change, 4'5 to 4'6, 40, beast. Described as being chiseled like a Greek god.
Okay.
Hercules is his nickname.
Had the brain.
10 sacks.
What is it, brain tumor?
Had a brain tumor in high school. 3-time state champion wrestler. Just total package. Draft him now.
But tell you the real reason why you think the Patriots are going to be interested in the first round.
Also, not interested in the millions that go with being a superstar NFL player.
That's our kind of player.
That's what I thought.
That's every.
So you can take him number one overall, and he's going to play for $325.
Yeah, we'll see when he gets here. If that's
well, we'll see when an agent gets.
When
an agent gets.
You know what happens is he says, "I'm not really interested in the material things. The money's not important to me." Then he goes out and hires like Tom Condon.
Right.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he is. Yeah. Speaking of.
There's also a Texas outside linebacker defensive end. Mel Kiper put out his big board today, so I kind of was on 2011 draft a year early.
Yeah.
Sam Acho or Acho had 10 sacks last year, 6'3", 260, 4'6", next in line for Kindle. As so I now, said in the blog, Kindle was so 2 weeks ago.
So now what happens if he has like 3 sacks next year? Does everybody say, well, he only had the 10 sacks opposite Kindle?
Right. He had his big year opposite Kindle.
Speaking of high-profile guys, I walked out. You know, Paul had his surgery. He's on crutches. I found out that he's parking in the handicap spots. I never knew that.
Oh, he's handicapped.
I talked to Edie this morning about that.
I can't believe that, Paul. That's disgraceful.
It's a long walk.
Paul cut her off.
It's no longer than parking right next to it in a non-handicapped spot.
There is, if there were a spot there, by the time I get in, Freddie.
Well, that's true.
Come on.
About noon.
Edie, far more quick.
Matter of fact,
agile, faster, everything.
Way
more
outside.
Time, 20 time, 40 time,
even before he got hurt.
I parked in the regular parking lot for the draft because there were no cars there.
I just had a laugh.
I can't believe you just noticed that.
I never knew that before.
That's because
he gets here early and leaves late.
Because he always leaves so early.
Oh, yeah.
I caught you buzzing down 95 yesterday, driving like a maniac in the right lane.
Well, you know what I was actually thinking of when we were walking out, because I knew he was going to his car?
What were you doing on 95?
Head on a swivel in the parking lot looking for Fred, because he guns it in the parking lot. I was like looking all around, make sure he wasn't going
to
hit me.
I had to go to the kid's school to pick him up.
Who's he, Ferreira now?
The school. He doesn't want people to know how much he pays per year for that kid to go to that school.
I had to go on Norwood exit.
I saw you.
Yeah. I laugh because that's what I do.
Hey, if that's the lane that's open, you got to take
that's
it, right, Fred?
That's right. That is that strip right there, that is like the Autobahn. I see players, you know, a lot of them, that's their way home, and you see guys in the tinted glasses going 100 miles an hour down that road.
Southbound or north?
North toward 95. You know, north on 95. All right, let's get to some emails, shall we? Web radio.
Why? They might just get in the way of the fun we're having.
508-543-7482. Tuesday we had Bill Roeder here with his dad, bought us lunch. He had listened from Tasmania, Australia.
His wife was actually there as we speak.
Right, yeah. And claimed that's the furthest
point. She is Tasmanian. Yes.
Well, the Reverend.
Somebody brought out Google Maps and is going to say there's an inch further on the earth.
Hey, Fred. Oh, and hey to the rest of you guys, too. I was listening to your Tuesday podcast. You got an email from someone from Tasmania, Australia, and you claimed that he was further away from you than any other listener.
He did. I actually didn't have any
I asked him if New Zealand was further, and he said, no, Tasmania is further.
Just so you know, I'm from New Zealand, and if you don't know where it is, look at a map. And he's getting very snippy. And I got quite offended.
He even burped mid-sentence.
I got quite offended when you assumed that he was your furthest listener, when I know of at least two other people in my town that also listen to your show. Acknowledge us.
Three people in the same town in New Zealand?
New Zealand. Now, what are the odds of that?
I think our audience might be bigger than we think.
Where in New Zealand was he from?
Can we do a live
hit? It doesn't say where in New Zealand.
Auckland?
I'd like to go to New Zealand.
I would love to.
Otherwise,
go to New
I'm
Zealand.
Out.
Keep up the great work.
Like Denmark.
Love
I don't know what
show.
They're good at, but I'm intrigued.
P.S. I kept this short because I know Sailors, Fred would never read
sailing
it otherwise.
Too.
But
they export
America's
we specifically
in New
asked Bill.
I think Eric did.
Yeah,
if
New Zealand is further, and
well,
he said no.
We can prove it because on Google Maps, you can
do like
calculate
a,
the distance
like a
between places.
Kind of
so, are you coming up with that?
Check it. New Zealand versus Tasmania.
But it's a straight line.
Now get the
distance.
Dip out
it's
and make
not,
sure you check that.
You know.
Not flight time.
It's
like
it's not flight time. It's
actual
point
line. To point.
Miles. Right. I want miles.
That's what you can do on Google Maps is pick a point and then just pull the string out and pick a second point.
Okay, so let's see. I mean, I don't know.
You know what? That might be the loophole. That might be the loophole because if the curvature of the earth, maybe
what if
New
you
Zealand
straight
falls
through
the
earth? Because I always thought if you dug straight down, you ended up in China.
Well, what did you
but
say?
I thought as a little kid.
Did you really think that?
Fred, I was digging a hole to China. Got about 5 feet deep.
What was the 18th century saying you came up with the other day about the crows flying?
As the crow flies.
As the crow flies. There you go.
The 18th century.
As the crow flies.
And why is it the crow?
He came up with it in the 18th century.
almost got me.
Is that the original bird?
For our New Zealand friend?
Yes.
You are not as far away.
Oh,
wow.
Bitch.
Australia.
All three of you New Zealanders.
According
it must
to Google
be the curvature
Maps,
of the earth
according
down
to Google,
there, right?
Google Maps.
According to Google Maps, Tasmania, Australia, 16,944 kilometers.
Okay.
Now that's from what point?
From Foxborough.
Okay.
Just so you know, you go with miles here, and I'm coming through the glass.
Auckland, New Zealand. I had to use Auckland because it was the only one that would allow me to go there.
What is this guy doing?
14,484 kilometers.
So 2,000 kilometer difference.
Because according to the map that I'm looking at here, it makes more sense to go west from here based on the way where Australia and New Zealand are.
Yeah, if you roll that map.
And so
up,
Australia is more west
yep.
than New Zealand.
Got it. The curvature.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Little geography lesson.
So if you went the long way, New Zealand might be closer. But it would be more miles than it would be if you went.
Well, anybody could say that then. If you went around the earth three times before you stopped at my house, I'd be the furthest one away.
Right. Like if
actually, the town next to us would be the furthest place from us.
Right.
If we went the other direction.
Good call.
Rentham would
be
the farthest
door we've ever had a listener.
All the way around the world and come in this door.
Now that's the long way to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
And that's an 18th century.
Now, what if the crow goes the long way to grandmother's house?
The crow, straight as the, what is it? Straight as the crow flies.
As the crow flies.
You've never heard that?
No.
It's a very common phrase.
I guess crows.
There's a lot of those I never heard.
To go in a straight line. I guess I don't know. As opposed to other birds that go in circles. I don't know.
They go
the
up
idea
and down.
Is
and all
it,
any bird can fly from point A to point
B. They just pick
B.
The crow.
They don't need a road or
so
river.
So why do they pick the crow?
That's what I asked you. You're the old guy who came up with it.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up, maybe.
I'm saying maybe it's like the Native American bird, the original bird.
Why don't we look up that saying on the internet?
They're loud as crap.
Google origins of as the crow flies.
On the tree. Early in the morning in the tree.
Oh, we shoot them with the pellets.
Oh, my God. They are so loud.
Connor knocked one right out of a tree with one shot.
With what?
Now,
was he
really?
Down in his, what do they call that?
I told him the only...
Remember when he dug the trench for warfare? Yeah.
I told him the only bird he could shoot on the
bird, that Connor.
Stunning, he's not at MIT yet.
That's the only bird on the shoot list, are crows.
Apparently, crows were a very poor choice because crows don't really travel in a straight line. But the old people
serpentine. They're trying to avoid Connor. It's smart for them.
The whole point is just because they fly, they don't have to take roads. They don't
all
have
birds
to
fly, though.
Exactly.
Why did
I
they
know.
Pick the crow?
Because
they're
idiots.
Why the blue jay flies? The seagull flies.
Is that what it says, or is this your Syracuse education?
No, I'm looking at a thing that says crows are perhaps an odd choice, as unlike many birds that migrate over long distances, their flight isn't especially straight. Crows normally fly
like
in large wheeling arcs looking for food.
All right,
sure,
anyway.
They weren't drunk either.
Let's see.
Just a little buzz.
As the blue jay flies.
Emailer writes
the Oriole.
In, why
the
does...
to get drunk.
I have a blue jay and an Oriole in my backyard every summer.
Really?
Pretty cool looking.
If you get a Yankee and a Red Sox, you get the yeast.
There you go.
Oh, wait, you need a ray, too. The pool. Put a ray in the pool.
He really has had like a 10-hour energy. I don't know. Maybe a shot of B12 in his ass.
He's now reached the portion of the program where he's asking and answering his own
questions. Right. He's having a little conversation with himself.
That's usually what Paul does.
My inner arguments.
Right. You know what I think it is? I had a stable
You'll pick
diet
fights with anybody,
breakfast.
Including yourself.
Oh, really?
Proves that
Speaking
if you start
which,
the day with
stable
a stable
diet,
you'll do better.
By 1:45, you're going to be passed out.
Speaking of which, any of my, we have a lot, we talked a lot about our listeners from way, way far away, like New Zealand.
Like Rentham, like Tasmania.
And Tasmania. But I want to, this is a special shout out for my local listeners, because I know we have a lot of local guys, too.
Mike and Sharon.
Anybody up in the North Shore that needs the landscaping work done.
Oh, yes.
Don't go to this guy.
This is a great
story. Stay away from Bailey's Landscaping in Peabody.
You know.
They're no good.
Good, Paul. Good. Because people like that, they should be called out.
Well, if I ever get back on the big show again, this is going to get said on the big show, too.
Oh.
Well, why don't you practice the story here? Tell us what happened. Bring us back to
Paul got
one.
Into another fight, by the
this
way.
This time it's
with
a man
though,
so it's
man.
More respectable.
Two men.
Mid-fight, he actually asked to speak with the secretary.
No, just, you know, with being at the risk of annoying the one guy who says I talk about my Achilles injury too much. Because of the injury.
The guy's still behind the turkey.
Yeah, what is he doing back there?
Fiddling with something.
I can't get a lot of the yard work that we normally do, I can't get done, so tried to hire a landscaper. Went about it what I thought was the conscientious way. Had several come over to the house and explain what I needed to have done. Settled on this guy. Okay, this was about 7 weeks ago, by the way, because it was right after I had surgery that I had
to. Story's not going to take that long.
Nope. Okay. I'll just leave it long story short. Six different times the guy was supposed to be at my house, first thing on a specific morning. Not once did he show up. Not once did he call and say, I can't make it.
Wow.
The most recent one was Monday. There were some showers here on Monday. I wouldn't exactly call it a washout, rainout. There were plenty of landscaping crews that I saw working around the neighborhood. So I call him when I get home from work. Just wondering what happened today. Now, I get the guy's brother. It's not the guy that I originally talked to, so I don't know who this guy is, but evidently...
The other Bailey.
I'm on the pay no mind list with Kevin, the other Bailey. And he says, well, we don't work in the rain. I said, you don't work in the rain? I said, there's a lot of crews I saw out there today. It really wasn't that much of a... Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what...
We melt.
So I said, okay, tomorrow, you know, well, I have to
tomorrow's
check.
Not good for me.
I got to check the schedule. I got to see what's going on. I said, well, if I was first on the list today, 8 o'clock in the morning, why wouldn't I be? Well, I just, you know, I got to check on that. You know what I say?
F you. See you later.
So what I said was.
That's good. I'm glad you shortened it.
Yeah, finally.
I know, right?
So I just said to him, all right, listen, you know, could you call me and let me know that you're not showing up? I mean, you know, well, it rained. I said.
Oh, my God.
So I said
this
to him.
This guy's an idiot.
So I go. So we're back to the rain again. I'm not arguing. I go, I'm not arguing with you about the rain anymore. You didn't come because you said it rained. Okay. Can you call me and say, we're not going to make it today? That way I don't sit around my house till 8:30 waiting for you to show up before
right.
I go to work.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, how about sorry, you asshole?
Nothing.
Oh, Fred.
What?
I knew we couldn't make it.
Couldn't shorten two in a row. So
I can't say that.
No.
So,
well, they do on TV.
I ended up. You know, now I'm waiting, and this is really. I have so many stupid things that, so like, just for revenge, kind of spite things right. that I have in my mind.
Slashes tires.
Well, thankfully, my neighbor actually came over and cut my grass for me yesterday, so I no longer have a forest growing in my yard. But I have a lot of work that I need done, like the weeding, the mulching, and edging, and stuff like that.
And going
that.
Forward, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I needed like a major spring cleanup done originally, and then weekly, you know, grass cutting. Which now I'm stuck trying to look for somebody else, but I want this guy to show up someday and for me to be able to tell him what you said.
Right.
And I'll probably use the same language, Fred, although I won't be on the radio, so right. I won't be committing any FCC violations. But I have some outdoor lights that I wanted to get wired. They're the electric ones, so I need the wires dug, and he was going to do that. So he actually bought.
What's going on over there?
He bought the wires. No, like lawn lights. You know what I'm talking about. You have them.
I don't have lawn lights.
You don't?
Lights.
It's actually an outside club now.
Tiki torches?
Well, anyway. He was going to dig the trenches for the wires. And yeah. he had to buy the wiring. So I'm hoping that he comes and he says, well, I bought this wiring. What am I supposed to do? And I'm going to do a Sonny Corleone. I'm going to reach into my pocket and reach out and grab a couple of dollars and then throw them on the ground for him. Here's your money.
Right.
Go.
Right.
You know what yourself.
Right, right.
Fred, you want to fill that in for us?
I can't wait to do that.
No, it's unbelievable. Is business that good that they can treat customers or potential customers like
and
that?
And the guy lives right around the corner from my house. And I do, as I said to Andy and Eric, I do the slow crawl by in the car all the time because I'm looking for
him. Does he know who she screwed with?
No.
He doesn't?
Obviously not. And yeah. I am going to talk about this on EEI if I ever get back on the station.
Good. Good.
I really made an error in judgment last week by saying no, thinking they were going to ask me to do the next day.
Chuck in Brighton says, slow day in the NFL, just want to rest. You guys are not...
He's not technically in the NFL anymore.
You guys are not talking about Aaron Hernandez very much. Every other podcast I listen to can't get over the fact that we got him at such a low number. There are also a few threads that describe him as having the best set of hands for the entire tight end draft. What do you guys think? And Fred, the last time I bought lunch, you pulled a joke on your crew. Did you ever let them in on it? I don't know what he's talking about.
Who is this from?
Chuck in Brighton.
Chuck in Brighton.
You pulled a joke on us.
I don't remember, though. Chuck, you're going to have to fill me in on what I did.
I can't recall.
But also, I want to know, what other podcasts are you listening to?
Yeah, he's cheating.
And why?
Cheating on us.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because we're not talking about Aaron Hernandez. And if he wants to get his Hernandez fix, he needs to go elsewhere.
I guess so. Yeah, unlike everybody else, we actually had three separate draft podcasts when it happened.
Wow.
True.
And we talked a lot about Aaron Hernandez.
I mean, we did.
We all love him.
But we do like him, but...
In the role that he's in.
I would say, you know, as the resident homer and excited about every pick...
Andy, that's why.
I'm not as excited about him yet as I am Gronkowski and Spikes and McCurdy, you know.
I'm as excited as him.
I'm more excited about Hernandez than I am McCurdy, but I agree with you about Gronkowski. I think he's a better all-around player. That's why I got drafted two rounds earlier.
If you want to play for Bill Belichick... The better all-around player, regardless of offense, defense, plays more.
Yeah.
The more you can do, the more you're going to play.
I think Hernandez will have a role. I think he does have great hands, like Chuck said.
And so does Gronkowski, though.
I think it was an excellent – I hate using the word just because it's so cliche, but I think it was an excellent value pick in the fourth round. We really like Hernandez a lot.
Yeah, as an H-back.
Yeah.
Not as like a number one lineup against the tackle.
Had he been the only tight end, I don't know if I would have liked it.
He's not an inline blocker.
I think you've set yourself up, though, to have an offense for the future that is very, very versatile.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how they use him.
And you also have to, like, long-term, looking past Moss and maybe even past Welker, depending on how this injury kind of plays itself out, those guys paired with, you know, Taylor Price and one other big-time receiver, your offense might look a little different. It might be more H-back, tight end, couple receivers than three, four, five
wides. Yeah.
I think there's the potential for that down the road.
Right, right. Let's see. Chris writes in from Toronto. Hate to say it, but I agree with your outlook for the Patriots in 2010, which I believe was discussed at a high level on Tuesday's show. That is to say, I believe there are still major question marks on defense, that the offense will be under enormous pressure to score points to overcome their defensive struggles, and with a very tough schedule and an improved AFC East, the team will be life and death to make the playoffs. I realize that we lost a number of key components of the Super Bowl year teams via retirement, trade, and free agency over the past couple seasons, but you would think that we would have been able to reload to some degree via the draft, and yet today, where there seems to be a lack of playmakers, leaders, and depth guys in general, that doesn't appear to be the case. How exactly is it that the cupboard has become so bare? And can this problem be traced to one or two specific drafts, or is it much, and it just kind of trails off there?
I think it's three specific drafts, 06, 07, and 08.
That'll do it.
Yep.
You have a three-year dry spell in a draft.
Yeah, and I don't mean that to be a sarcastic shot. I think it's really
it's
the reason why you're in what you're in right now. And it, listen, there's still enough talent here that they haven't fallen apart. That's a testament to Bill Belichick.
Belichick and Brady, you got them, you can win. Teddy, you listen.
But it's a testament to Bill Belichick and his ability to put a program together that's strong enough that when it quote-unquote bottoms out, it bottoms out at 10-6 and the number three seed. You know what I'm saying? It's a testament to how strong his organization is. But I do believe that those guys that you're talking about that are no longer here from the championship years have been replaced by guys who haven't been good enough.
Haven't even been replaced by
the
like
old
Chad
guys.
Jackson should be in the prime of his all-pro career.
Exactly. You shouldn't be worried about who's the guy opposite Moss right now. It should be Chad Jackson. That's the guy you picked for that. You shouldn't be worrying about who your lead back is right now.
Yep.
That should be Lawrence Maroney.
And if Lawrence Maroney was what he's supposed to be, then maybe it wouldn't be such a hole at tight end. Or maybe, you know what I mean, the offense would look different. The whole dynamic.
You know,
if Brandon Merriweather, in my opinion, were a better player, you'd be looking at the defense maybe differently. You're not giving up bombs because he screws up the coverage, according to Sean Springs.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget, you know, Hernandez was a fourth-round pick, and we're excited about him in that H-back role. David Thomas was a third-round pick in that same spot. We shouldn't be worried about that spot at all.
Garrett Mills.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys.
John Crable.
There's a lot of guys that they drafted for specific roles. I mean, they may not have had exactly what they had in mind then, but they should be in those roles now, and they're not, a lot of them aren't. And Crable's another one. We just talked about outside linebacker, how we have one guy that we maybe feel comfortable with in Tully. Well, Crable should be another one. Year three, you should feel comfortable with him. He hasn't even been on the field yet.
Let's see. Tony says, why crows? Crows supposedly follow the most direct route to food.
That is
okay,
true.
Now that makes sense.
Because sometimes I throw crap off the back deck into the field, and I swear they have the best communication skills on earth, because within minutes.
They go, rah, rah,
like
rah,
moldy, like hot dog buns, you throw those out there. Within minutes, you'll have a, what are they called? It's a murder, right? A murder of crows.
Oh, is that right? Yeah,
I believe it's a murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
You'll have a murder of crows in your backfield.
I haven't seen Fred get this excited since we were 18-0.
Now, that's something to look
up,
too. Why
are
crows
in a
group called murders? He's all
well, speaking of
our listeners are on the internet. They can look it up themselves.
Who was speaking of who was that, Tony?
Tony, yeah.
Can I tell you, that is my favorite part of this show.
When we go off on tangents,
you know,
and people
in the middle of
keep up with
what
them.
You know, a philosophical discussion of what happened to get us in the situation where we lost this talent, Tony comes in with and
bring it back to the crows for a minute here.
I think it's from their ability to get right to the food.
Well, speaking of speaking of murder, though, Larry says he thinks it's against the law to kill seagulls and crows because they clean up all the dead animals.
Well, seagulls should not be against the law to kill because there's way too many of them. They're everywhere. There's way too many.
But, I mean, isn't it technically kind of against the law to just, like, kill anything?
Yeah, for no reason,
no, if it's on my property, I can kill
No, it. I'm saying
He just moved to Texas. That's like the theory, right? Down there. Step on my property, I'll shoot. Right.
I mean, I don't think that seagulls or crows would be any more protected because they clean up something than something else would. Isn't
right?
You know, I mean, can't you make an argument for rats?
And we're not laughing for either.
That's right. At least rats in my area. Anything. Right. Let's see. Preston from Brockton. Hey, guys, wondering what you think of the new rookie signing of the wide receiver from Brown. Reading up on him, he sounds like one of those diamonds in the rough. He might pan out to be a nice third or fourth receiver on the roster. Also, what do you think of the LT news about allegedly raping a, and he's got a
minor,
exclamation percentage year old. So I don't know.
15?
How old was she?
I know it says minor on the scroll.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
He says, what's going on with the NFL? Well, that, you can't, that's nothing to do with the NFL, really.
Yeah, I can't blame.
OJ, or are we just going to go
I
back?
I can't blame, like, OJ, Ray Carruth, and, you know, this on the NFL. I mean, right.
And it's not like
bad people.
They're allowing him to do it and play and continue.
Oh, yeah, that would be different.
Like Pac-Man Jones.
Right. Can you believe he's going to the Bengals?
I know. Well, I mean, well, yes.
Seriously.
I believe if
the
he's
going
to go to any NFL team, it's going
to
be the Bengals.
To curse themselves. They continue. Like, I saw that. Was it last night that it came out? And I started laughing. I said, you got to be kidding me. And Beth was asking me, like, what's the big deal? And I said, just when they start making, they had a really nice season last year bouncing back. They made the playoffs. They weren't really that good, but they made the playoffs, and they started developing a real team attitude. By all accounts, they had a nice offseason with a good, solid draft. And made
steal
picks,
Gresham from made, Bill, make made, him grimace.
Made picks that made a lot of sense. And you go out and get this guy who's not going to make your team any better. Right. It's not like you could make an argument 3 years ago. If I get T.O., it might put me over the top. Pac-Man Jones is not that kind of player. It's not worth the risk.
I just think it's so funny.
I heard they're interested in that Virginia lacrosse player now.
Oh, stop.
I do. Andy
that's
and I,
so bad.
Fred, oh, we also wrong. We wanted to get into the the draft. We might not have to do it now, but the all-access with the draft and the cameras and behind-the-scenes stuff. We watched it, and Andy and I both agreed we didn't feel the Gresham pick by Cincinnati elicited a grimace of any sort from Belichick. I think it was more or less, okay, that's who they took. Let me look at my laptop, see where we're going. I think he just kind of I don't think it was a grimace. I think he just closed his mouth and said, okay, let's make the deal with Denver. I don't think it was a grimace. I think Andy and I were in the same opinion on that.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I did.
And Eric has the same opinion I do. That's what he does.
He did kind of like, you know, you could see.
Don't throw anything.
When the pick was made, something went through his mind like, okay. And like you said, it could be just simply, all right, let's go.
Yeah, he may have been processing something totally different in his mind. Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I don't feel like that was a
yeah. To know that, oh, it was.
Today, Junior.
I just think you're really stretching to be able to read that much into what his face,
I have a quick question, tangent question. ESPN is showing highlights of last night's NBA game, Spurs and Suns.
Please don't tell me you're going to say that they were in the low sun shirt. Like, you didn't hear that one yesterday either.
Boy, I can't even finish asking the question before the person wants to answer.
Okay.
Who are you, Bill Belichick?
So that's Eric, then, just ask.
Oh, well done, Eric.
Don't you ever do that again.
Wow.
Go ahead. Proceed.
Ask the question, Eric.
Is the you would know, Andy, because you took Spanish in high school. Is the Spanish word for sons, sons?
No.
No, sol. S-O-L.
So how come Soles. It's los sons and not los soles?
That's a good question.
So they went half Spanish, half English.
I guess
all
so.
The teams do that, though, is El Heat.
They do?
Because the name is Heat.
Right.
So it's
right.
not the right. word for heat in your language. It's
right.
heat.
In,
right.
In,
but
in Europe, they don't
we
change
are the Patriots.
Patriots to something
Martin
else.
Morales doesn't write something different than Patriots because Patriots, the
however,
word, is the name.
However, when the I believe when the Cowboys and Patriots played in New Mexico City, that preseason
they called
game.
Them the Gauchos?
They called them the Caballeros or whatever. Isn't that what the Cowboys
Caballero.
Is in Spanish?
Caballero.
That's how they were referring to them on the broadcast.
Really?
Not as Los Cowboys.
Really?
They called them the Caballeros.
Wow. Jerry Callahan was making fun of them for that this morning, saying that San Antonio actually had more Spanish words in their
in their real
uniform
name.
Than
isn't there a Soul team?
There's a Connecticut Soul WNBA team.
S-O-U-L. Yeah.
No. No. Oh, that's an Arena League football.
I was thinking of the
Soul.
S-O-U-L. The Philly Soul.
The
Mohegan Sun Soul.
Mohegan Sun. It's Connecticut Soul, S-O-L.
I bet you that's why they didn't do
sun,
it.
Mohegan Sun.
And I bet you that's why they didn't do it. Part of it.
To conflict
but
with
I think
the
it's
NBA,
more that the name is the name.
They've done
giants,
this isn't the first time they've worn those
baseball,
jerseys.
The Giants in football.
No, no, but my question is just about why they went half and half when
I thought it was
the
league-wide thing. I didn't know that Phoenix. I thought it was the first time they did it.
Oh, no, they've had
it. Because they said it was partly in response to the
for the law,
right.
The immigration
that's
law.
That's why they wore them this time, but they have them for Hispanic Heritage Day or something like
that. Okay, I wasn't
a lot of Hispanics down there. I'm not sure if you're aware. That's kind of part of the controversy.
I'm well aware of that. I also have no problem with any officer of the law who asks to see my identification.
No. My point is they have those extra jerseys because there's a lot of Hispanics who buy those jerseys. Because,
Paul, nothing bad ever happens that starts money. With where are your papers.
If you think they're supporting that to support it, you're out of your mind. They're supporting it so those guys buy jerseys that say Los Sun on.
Are you a citizen? Yes, officer, I am. Can I see some identification? Why, yes.
So do you have to carry your passport around all day?
No, I think my identification, my driver's license.
You can have a driver's license if you're an illegal immigrant
Bleeding
in some
states. Another one.
I know you shouldn't.
Okay, but that's a separate issue.
Right. That's really kind of the same issue.
And that's what they're trying. Yes, thank you, Eric. Wow, I'm aligned.
It'll be okay until it happens to them.
Oh, I can't say
exactly.
It.
Right.
Well, I know because I've never, had run-ins. I've never had run-ins with the police.
Fred. All those were earned.
They're called chew and screw.
Right.
The next time 50.
It's amazing I was able to make it 41 years without ever seeing the inside of a prison cell. I don't know how I did it.
I haven't. Never been arrested.
No, we're talking about the inside of a Denny's.
Inside of a Denny's.
Get a good look at the inside of a Denny's.
You know what else I didn't find a violation of my constitutional rights, Eric?
What's that?
Having to get drug tested. Mandatory
testing. Nope,
never
problem.
Bothered me.
Not a problem. You if know, you have nothing to
not
hide.
Not so coincidentally, I've also never done drugs. About.
Well, was it mandatory for everybody?
No, just athletes.
Athletes. When we,
well, what if
athletes.
It was only mandatory for people who looked like they were Hispanic?
I rest my case.
Yeah, and 90% of the bleeding heart idiots that I went to school with were all offended by it.
Okay. But it was random, Fred. Yeah.
Random
drug testing.
Mandatory.
What if they decide you look
That's a violation of my constitutional rights.
Random.
I'm not taking it.
Random.
I'm not
You look suspicious of maybe being a drug addict, so take a drug test right now. Right.
That's what happened.
I thought it was
And
random.
I went every time they asked me to.
I thought it was
Which, by the way, out of my 8 semesters, 6 times I had to go and get drug tested. Never bothered me once. Yeah. You know why? Because I never did
drugs.
Worry about. I had nothing to hide.
Exactly.
I love the same people who are saying they should be able to do this all the time are the same people saying, government's too big. It should get out of my business.
Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome.
Get out of my insurance business.
Well,
you really want to be aligned with Tamash, the biggest moron you've ever met?
He happens to be right.
Well, he's only the second biggest
That's
moron
our web
that inhabits that
That's
cube,
our webmaster.
So.
True.
All right.
Third biggest moron.
Tim from Baltimore says, I took a look at the combine numbers for Spice, and I was surprised to find that he nailed the 3-cone drill. He was a top performer. My question is, for an inside linebacker in a 3-4 defense, what is the most important athletic ability to have? What is the least important?
Well, the least important would be run the 40. I mean, that's legit. Yeah. The argument they're making for that is true. The others, the read and recognition skills is not measurable, but that's
athletic. To me, strength would be the number one thing. But if you go, I think the intangible thing would be what Andy said.
And tackling ability.
Right.
That's important, obviously. But he's saying what's the least important?
No,
the
he
40.
Said the most important.
He did say the most important.
Most and least?
To me, that would be strength. If you're talking about a skill, like an
Probably.
Athletic skill, if
to
you're
be able
talking
to go
about
up against the guards,
the most,
who are like,
the most important trait, I agree with Andy.
I think that trumps
is the ability to understand the defense,
read and react.
Yeah.
If you're in the right spot quicker, you don't need to outstrength
doesn't matter how,
anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you beat I also the agree point. That the 40 time would be my least important thing.
What about hands?
Of anything.
I'll tell you what's not important. Being able to run around a triangle of cones, because if you're running in circles like that, you're an idiot.
I think the theory behind that
I know,
is
change of direction, quick movement, no question. But that exact drill does not show. Everybody wants to say, show me the last time a guy ran 40 yards straight on a football field. Well, show me the last time he ran around a cone, ran around another
I'll
cone, ran around back,
guy,
ran around another cone.
This guy's everything but Patriots.com, Fred.
I know.
Well, if people want to get down to the details, I think Brandon Spice is going to be great. I wanted him. But
how did you want him?
What?
How did you want him?
No, I have Gronkowski on my
units. Can't talk now. I got Gronkowski on my lap.
Says Gronk until he walks into the room.
Owski.
Then it says
Mendenhall is ridiculous shrinks.
Good, Paul.
Cold out there, isn't it?
Tim also cold out there, Frank.
Frank.
Tim also says, now for a stupid question, I think everybody understands
but
how the opponents for each NFL season are determined. For example, the AFC East is playing the NFC, and the AFC North is playing and next year, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. But what determines the home away opponents? I just would like to know if the Ravens finish first this year, if it's predetermined that the Pats will come to Baltimore, or if the Ravens will go to Gillette again. Yes, that is predetermined
as
well.
Yes,
it's rotational.
Pretty much everything is predetermined.
It's
and rotational.
Yes.
It's all listed as at NFC
North
or at blah, 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 right. And then it plays itself out.
Nano says, seriously, Paul? You have no shame about taking up a space reserved for people who are legitimately handicapped. I had to wear a boot on my foot and use crutches for a few months as well after I broke my foot playing sports. However, I realized that I was responsible for my injury. It was a somewhat normal thing to have, so the thought of taking one of the handicapped parking spaces at work never occurred to me. In fact, I think if I had taken one of those spaces and anyone saw me, I would have been so humiliated, I might have had to resign.
I resign.
Good to know where your shame level is. Here's a little advice. How about you park in a normal spot and work off that little extra weight you have?
Wow.
It's more than a little.
It's funny because she's fat.
Well done.
You're not the idiot I thought you were.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, the other guy never does anything like that. Timely and funny.
I said he's the second biggest moron that in Abbott's that cube.
Oh, because he's got one hand putting dip
on his dip.
I hope he's listening.
I hope he's not for his sake, because he's a bigger loser than I think he is if he's listening.
Well, you want to see how your show's doing, right?
If he is listening, he's going
to don't. I've missed this show numerous
he's
times.
Come in with an
not
Uzi.
Once have I put it on. In the middle of the day when I'm not here.
Thomas writes in, did you see the pre-draft conversation Belichick had with Mike Mayock from NFL.com? For the interview, he was wearing a Rutgers zip-up. It was a lacrosse, but you're still interesting to be wearing the college of your future first-round pick. I thought it was interesting as well.
Two people who think that's interesting.
In all seriousness, can you explain to the guy why he had the Rutgers thing on?
His son goes there.
Okay.
Yeah, his son.
Maybe he doesn't know
his
that.
His son plays on the varsity lacrosse team at Rutgers. Okay. So,
but, I mean, yeah. I think if you didn't
And Bill
have,
scouts the games and goes to the games. He's right. part of the Rutgers
right.
lacrosse
right.
family.
But I think if you didn't weren't aware of that, you might have found it strange that he actually had, is he giving everybody a sign, a signal, who he's going to take in the draft? No, he's wearing that because he's kind of connected to the Rutgers community.
By the way, also in that Mayock interview, I don't know if you caught it. You mocked me a couple years ago.
I actually didn't see the Mayock interview.
When I saw it out in the lobby one day somehow.
The Mayock interview?
I saw portions of it, yeah. Bill was telling a story about one year in the 80s, 90s, whatever, doing a pro day where he's sure it was not 40 yards when they were timing the 40. He said 36,
oh,
38.
Right.
I don't
right.
know, but it wasn't 40.
He learned to bring
I
his
maintained a couple years ago at the combine
that
was 36.
Yes.
Right. There's a difference between.
See, so he's proving right. that it
That's
happens.
Right.
It happens, Paul. Thank you. No further questions.
Well, I'm going
is
to
Bill Belichick an expert in his field?
Yes, he is.
Thank you. No further questions.
Well, I have further questions to ask.
What part of no further questions? Your Honor, striking this from the record.
Striking?
Striking.
Striking.
You'll be held in contempt of court.
So be it. He's actually questioning the combine distance as opposed to some chooch running on his practice field.
Chooch.
Great word.
That's a chooch. Back in the 80s, by the way.
It might have been the 90s. Wasn't the aughts.
Proceed.
We could have a headline, like if the Patriots play a good wide receiver, so-and-so is being held in contempt of McCourty. No?
I'm sure we will.
We probably will.
Well, I had to.
He had to.
To fit
joke.
His little shtick.
Yes, if the guy was being short with him, it would have been McCourty.
Exactly.
Well done, Paul. Fred in Dublin. Wrote an email on your draft show where I criticized you guys for predicting the Kindle pick, but it was meant in irony. You guys just seemed so disappointed by the McCourty pick.
Did he spell it out like that?
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
But he did it wrong. I wrote the email before I heard about the Kindle's injury, so I was not trying to be a know-it-all. And the part about Paul's chewing and eating was a few shows before the draft show, but I'll try to date log it in the future. Are you guys as lost as I am when predicting what the Pats will do at outside linebacker? Still hear that Merriman could be on the block. Is he a realistic option?
No.
Also,
no.
What the bleep moment is the biggest? Fred's what the F moment or Biden's big effing deal?
Fred's.
Well, I think the stage of the vice president is a little bigger than PFW and progress.
Exactly.
Much as we like to delude ourselves.
And interestingly, he's a bigger idiot, the vice president. Because he said those
what
things.
What the fuck?
Fred has never asked a man in a wheelchair to stand up and take a bow or whatever.
Oh, you mean the vice president
is the bigger idiot?
Yeah. Oh, no question.
Fred is light years ahead of him, intelligence, everything.
Chuck in Brighton says, sorry I didn't get back to you right away. I was on the phone with Bailey's Landscaping. Boy, they are bummed.
Good job, Chuck.
To answer your question, you did a show with Brian Lowe, just you two. This is about the practical joke. You ask the emails to send in comments in the following show saying how great the show was, how great it was not to have your regular crew there.
That, remember that when we first came back
after
that
show? Yeah. There were
the
a
first
bunch
few
of
emails were about how great the show was,
right.
And then it swung the other way, and everybody said, Bilo never shut up. It was a terrible show.
Oh,
don't ever
yeah.
leave again, guys. The ones that were positive were all fake.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I wouldn't tell Bilo that, because I told him it was relatively even, the positive and negative that day.
That's
and he'll
funny.
Cry himself to sleep.
On his tiny little pillow.
Make sure you tell your friends you
with
heard it on PDA.
Yamaka.
Tony says,
to
Paul,
where does he find a
there's
way to
really
get
no need to
how
do
does
that?
He find a way to get inappropriate with that?
Because he goes, he knows where the line is, and he intentionally crosses it.
But he searches for the way to cross it.
No, it's pretty
you
obvious.
You know, it's not
usually.
Like Fred, where we're all getting upset, and he says, you know, I would tell him, you know,
right.
you can see how he goes over the line there. That one, he had to search for a way to.
You want to make $5 the hard way?
Tony says, Paul, I can't believe you're so anti-American and anti-patriotic. I have friends and family putting their
just
lives
the
on
opposite.
The line
just
in
the
Iraq
opposite.
And Afghanistan defending our rights.
Thank you for your service.
One of which is Bill of Rights Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation.
I agree.
Particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things
oh my
to be
God.
Seized.
I agree.
I agree. I agree with
I
that,
am
too.
For all of the rights of Americans. I am absolutely
exactly.
1,000% behind that email.
So good, what if you're good. An American but you look like you're from...
So show them your driver's license.
That's all.
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about.
But they're only stopping you because of the way you look.
So what?
And now if there's a problem with that, now I have a problem with the authorities.
If the people who flew the planes into those buildings on 9/11 were all sub-40 Italian guys who were bald and or were 5'7 or smaller, I would be expected to be stopped at all times, and I would have no problem with it.
What about legal
None.
Immigrants
oh, I'd be all right then.
During World War II, legal Japanese immigrants?
Why are you bringing this up for...
Because it's the same thing.
Right, and what was wrong with it?
They were legal immigrants, and they got detained.
And then what
happened?
It was
a horrible time in America.
And then what happened?
And then they can
we survived.
And
somehow,
they were in concentration camps for
it.
Years, and it was a black mark on the country forever.
It was, Paul.
And somehow what happened? We got through it.
But we learned.
Yeah, we realized that
we're supposed to learn from it.
And you realize you took it too far.
Such
and
a
we
black
took
mark, away,
all
and,
these people,
and
right?
now we're doing it again.
So why don't we? Why can't we do it again and learn from the way we did it the first time?
Tacoma,
and do it again.
Tacoma, we're not putting people in internment
yes,
camps.
Exactly.
That's like the next step, though. It's like half a step away.
Well, I know.
Is it really?
And, you know,
is it really?
You know,
playing the role of Andy Hart in today's show.
No,
come
on.
You take guns away, and the next thing you know, you have anarchy. I mean,
it's not.
Why are we going 1 + 1 = 10?
It's not. If you have nothing to worry, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about.
Let's just say that you didn't have identification, no matter, and they didn't
Why
believe you.
Why wouldn't you have identification? This is my point.
What if you were going for
right
a job?
Now, I don't have identification on me, on my person. I don't have it.
You say, many, you say that you can provide it.
Right, but until that time.
And then they
many,
detain
you. Know,
you.
How many
fine.
Times?
They take you to jail because you were going for a job.
Fine.
That's
and because you're Hispanic.
That's fine.
That's not right.
Fine?
That's
yes,
not right.
Fine.
But that is the dumbest thing you've
you know,
ever
that
said
that
on the
happened
show.
To Paul.
This
He'd
is my point.
And
what
yelling.
Did I just say?
This is my point.
You said it's okay to
he
be detained for going for a job because you're Hispanic.
No, 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 no.
You just said that.
No, no, don't be an idiot.
No, but you
I'm
going to
pull the tape because that's exactly what you just said. You said fine.
We're saying if. All right, sorry, go ahead.
We're working with this guy.
I know, all of a sudden...
Because you guys are making the dumbest
show.
Points in the history of the
no,
show right
why,
here.
No, you just made a dumb
Contraire.
Point. Why do you get from show your ID to prison? How do you make that leap?
They said they could detain
no
you
one,
for,
no one here is full
if
prison.
If you don't show your
he
ID. If you don't show
prison.
Your ID.
He said you go to jail.
He said
if,
you get detained.
If you're going,
no, he said you go to jail. That's
he
what he said.
He just changed that.
Where are you getting detained, Paul? Paul, where are you getting detained?
Detained could be sitting on the side of the road while they look up your ID.
Listen,
with handcuffs.
Exactly.
That's detained.
What if you
that takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, but
why
don't you have an ID?
Why wouldn't you have an ID?
Because if you have an ID, it's on file, Fred.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You don't have to have your license to have an ID.
One person.
Well, can look you up in a computer, Fred.
Bingo.
While still having an ID.
5 minutes.
What Tacoma is failing to realize.
Wait, wait. If I don't have ID, what are you looking up?
Your identification.
How about
you have one.
How about a social
you have
security
one on
number?
File.
How about
I
know,
a social
security
number that exists?
But I don't have it with me.
You don't
but
have a social security number?
Fred, they do that with computers these days. They have
listen,
that ability.
Listen, officer.
So you have to be.
I'm out for a jog.
On the side of the road, waiting
no.
for them to do this.
No. You. If a
first
point,
of all,
if you're
who
out,
said you're being cuffed?
To use your analogy, you're out on the side of the road for a jog, and a policeman comes up beside you and says, "This guy looks suspicious to me. I want to see his identification, officer. I'm out for a jog. I live at such and such drive.
Well, drive me back to my house. I'll show you my identification.
We can go back to my house. I can get it.
Exactly.
Or, you know, my social security.
No one...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Oh, I punch that in. This guy is exactly who he says he is. Bang. 5 minutes.
Right.
There's never been racial profiling in this country where people get pulled
over. That is
over.
Racial profiling. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing wrong with it.
If you're searching for a suspect who matches the qualifications, you have to pull that person over.
Yeah, the day that
they're not just suspect though. This is a guy taking a job.
I think there are too many rights for people who don't belong in the country.
The police are not just going to randomly go about saying, "I don't like the way you look."
We're a melting pot.
They have to have a reason to pull you over.
Really? They're not going to do that? No one's going to do that.
Most people aren't going to do that.
But no one's going to do that.
There are some bad apples. Most people are not going
to
act that way.
We're supposed to protect against the bad apples.
Most people are not going to do that.
But some people will.
The law that's being proposed is saying reasonable what's the phrase
suspicion
if they're looking for somebody who committed a crime and they match that description, that's reasonable. They can't just drive around and say, "Oh, I feel like committing
a." No, but that's the way they have to make it out to be.
But
that
it's reasonable
to be walking around like with
a
cloud over there. You got to wear hoodies so no cop can see you because it's going to be total chaos.
No, but if the illegal immigrant happens to be speeding and drives like 60 through a school zone, and they pull you over for speeding, and they say, "Where's your identification?" I don't have one. Why? Because I don't live in this country.
But we're talking about reasonable suspicion of being an illegal immigrant. The only way you can be reasonably suspicious of that is by looking a certain way, is by being Hispanic in Arizona. So that means everyone who's Hispanic is reasonably suspicious of being an illegal immigrant based on that characteristics right there.
So if they go to vote and they say, where do you live? And they don't have any identification of where they live. That's the way they look.
If Andy Hart went to go and vote
again, I don't have
and he didn't have any proof of where he lived. Yeah. How do we know he's not an illegal?
Voting is a privilege.
How do you know? Let's say just hypothetically,
so
let's say
citizenship.
Let's say you're an Australian rules football player and you come to the United States to play for a football team.
Right.
I'm 1,000% with the email.
And he doesn't have any proof of where he lives. Is that reasonable to think that he's not a member of this country?
Is what?
That makes no sense, Eric.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
No sense at all. Listen, the day that
it has nothing to do with the way they look. If they can't prove where they live.
Right. But why are you asking them?
Because they're looking for employment or because they're looking to vote or do something else.
That's a different argument.
Exactly.
Very different
argument. It makes no sense, Eric.
But why is it so wrong
in those instances,
if you're getting asked? What is the big inconvenience if you're getting asked just for the way you look?
Listen to me.
Tell me what the big inconvenience is.
If you're being stopped on the road and you have to wait for a police officer to go check your records every single day you go out for a job.
So that's what you think is going to happen. You're going to be driving down the highway and pulled over because you look suspicious.
Yes,
you think
that's
going to happen?
I think that's going to happen to people. I
think
that's going to happen to people. It's already happened to people. People racially profile all the time. This isn't a new thing.
Right. Exactly. In the country
is
going on.
This is just another legal loophole to allow racial.
Listen to me.
It's a legal way to try to clean up the things that have gone
it's
wrong.
It's a legal way to racially
country.
Profile.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Everything is wrong with that.
The day that your race is the one being profiled.
Oh, I know. I know, because there has been no persecution against Italians in this country.
And we didn't have to overcome any.
Was that right? We had to prove that we belonged here like everybody else did.
Right. And by the way,
we had to work for our spot in the city.
Fred,
and no one just gave us citizenship.
By the way,
Fred,
Italians were the ones who were starting things called the mafia and committing a lot of the crimes. So it's natural that we were treated that way.
Well,
we have no problem with it because that's the fact. That's
you look like you might be a mob boss. I'm going to raise the profile.
I might be.
It was
that's
wrong.
Fine.
By all means, officer.
By all means, exactly.
I doubt it too.
I have no problem.
It was wrong then. It's wrong.
I wear
now.
A pinstripe suit. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's wrong. It's
well,
wrong.
It's funny that the Italians are the only ones that are still allowed, Italians and Irish, I should say, the only groups that are still allowed to be persecuted, by the way.
Yeah,
and
persecuted.
There's nothing wrong with it. Do whatever you want.
You're telling me that Italians and Irish are persecuted in this country?
The only ones you're still allowed to make fun of.
They were when they
the only stereotype that you're still allowed to make fun of.
That's a lot different than being persecuted.
No, the days of our persecution are over. We've gone past it,
right.
Unlike everybody else. We've gotten past
it. But, Paul, it was wrong then.
So what? We had to prove that we belonged here.
Yeah.
We had to make our way. We had to work for what we got.
Look, once you...
And when I say we, I shouldn't say we because it wasn't me.
Right.
It was my
Your ancestors.
Hispanics work as hard as any other group in this country.
Exactly.
Paul,
and the ones that belong here should have no problem.
Paul, once you become a citizen in this country, you have rights.
Exactly.
Yes.
Couldn't
but until such time, you have none.
But that law does
none.
Not.
None.
But unfortunately, that's not true right now. That guy that doesn't belong here has every bit the same amount of rights as the guy who does.
That's what they're trying to fix.
Is there a perfect way to fix it? No.
The people protesting are not saying we're for illegal immigrants. They're saying
that is what some of them are saying.
No, they're not.
They're saying we're against citizens being stopped because of the way they look.
Well, then you shouldn't live in this country because it happens every day to every group of people.
And it's wrong.
And by holding that position...
You know that for a fact, Fred, that groups of black people are treated that way. And it's not just white people. Right. White teenagers. If there's a car full of white teenagers, there's a good chance they're getting pulled over because cops think... What are four
but
white
that has nothing to do
they're
with
in trouble right
that
now.
They're up to no to good.
But
their
they're
race,
citizens.
That has nothing to do with
but
their
it's
race.
Still picking them because of how they look.
It's not racial profiling.
It's profiling it's based on the way they look.
It's not racial
yes,
profiling.
Yes, it is.
It's, so, all right,
it's not
Fred,
racial. It's profiling.
Fred, it's
take right, the word
it's,
racial
it's
away.
It's the way you look. It's not race. It's the way
why
you look.
Why do blacks get to be profiled
the
against, but these Hispanics get away with it?
Whenever there's a law that targets one race of people, it's wrong.
But what, this well, what's
target?
The one race of
well,
people that's being targeted?
So affirmative action is wrong in your
Hispanics.
Mind.
Hispanics.
Latin-looking people.
Affirmative action is wrong in your mind then, Fred, according to that statement. That's a law that targets people according to their race. Is that
wait
wrong?
Wait a minute. That's
yes
an
no?
affirmative law.
It's only in
it
Arizona.
It doesn't matter. You said any law
them.
That targets race
this
is
wrong.
This
would target different groups in different areas of the country if this became a national
affirmative
law.
Action doesn't target
because where
any
I'm
race.
From, it would be Portuguese people would be pulled over. Boom, like that.
Yes, it does.
Or
no, it doesn't.
Cape Verdeans or whatever. So it would target different people
it
everywhere.
Does. It targets the people who aren't a member of all the other races that are being helped out.
It does not target one race.
It does. It makes you just said any law that discriminates based on race is wrong.
My question is just because you say profiling
yes, that
happens,
discriminates.
Does that make it
yes.
okay?
Well,
yeah.
I was
and
I affirmative action
it's a fact
that.
Of life, whether it's okay or
it,
not. It's a fact of life.
Shouldn't we try to stop it?
But shouldn't we try to give people that are legal immigrants?
Don't tell me it has
legal immigrants more rights.
Jobs.
Because to me, the people that I think should be mad are the Hispanics who are legal.
Right.
And a lot of them
right,
are.
Right.
A lot of them
they
are.
Should be mad.
They
should
are.
Be.
They're the ones who are mad.
Right. So if you get rid of the illegals,
no.
you benefit as the
exactly.
legals.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, people that were born with silver spoons in their mouth are the ones that are mad about it.
Well, that's generally the problem. People like you. Educated idiots from universities like Syracuse.
Wow, I shut him up.
Clamped him down.
And don't tell me that affirmative action doesn't discriminate against races, by the way.
Well, why did we need affirmative action?
Again, it's okay if it was being done wrong a long time ago and you do something wrong to fix
right.
it when it's for minorities. But if something's been done wrong in the past and you're trying to fix it against minorities, it's wrong?
Do you think that when they had the signs, Irish need not apply, that a lot of those equal employment laws didn't happen because of that?
No.
Well, then you need to read your history, Paul, because that's exactly why it
that's
happened.
Why affirmative action came about?
No, I said the equal employment laws.
Well, we're talking about affirmative
okay,
action.
Okay, but there was a law directly related to Irish need not apply that happened in this country to rectify a wrong.
Okay.
Just like.
But you just said you're not in favor
like,
of that because that's.
Just like.
But that's
my
targeting a specific race.
In our lifetime, was not allowed to go into a library in his neighborhood. And we needed to make
and
laws.
According to
in
you,
this
that's
country.
Wrong. They
and
shouldn't we, have changed that law.
And we needed to make laws in this country to relieve. To get rid of that wrong.
Well, you said laws
the
that
fact,
target races are wrong.
The fact in this country that we need affirmative action laws. Is not a good thing, but it was a necessary thing.
I have no problem with affirmative action.
Couldn't you argue the same thing
you,
about this law?
You,
it's not a good
you.
Thing, but it's a necessary thing?
Thank you.
I mean, that, I think that argument
look,
would apply.
You want to talk about immigration reform? Necessary.
Right.
The way that they're doing it? Wrong.
Maybe. But are they trying to do something?
But it's a serious problem in that
part
of the country.
It is absolutely a serious problem, and it needs to be dealt with.
And that's what Andy said
that's
they're dealing with.
A law that allows law enforcement to stop an American citizen based on the way they look, because of reasonable suspicion, is wrong, and that's why people are protesting it. No one is saying we like illegal immigrants to come into this country and skip the process.
No one is saying
that,
by the way,
but that's
people.
What you want to say to make your point.
I want to say that if the suspect in the New York City thing a couple of days ago
right.
was a 5'7", bald Italian guy with a crooked nose, I would fully expect to be stopped if I were walking down Broadway.
Big crooked nose.
I would fully expect that, and I have no problem with it because that you? I got because I matched the description of the suspect
of a guy who's murdering people, not an illegal immigrant.
That has nothing to do.
There's
with
a big difference.
They're still breaking the
doing.
Law, Tomash.
What do you think Americans are doing? We're killing people
but
too
the
all
the time.
They're
Arizona,
breaking
Brian,
the law.
Is about
wait,
these
wait, there's a big difference between being an illegal
people.
Immigrant and murdering.
Stop,
people.
That's why this.
Stop,
that's why this
stop,
law is being put
stop,
into place in Arizona,
Eric. Why would you be stopped on the street of New York?
Because I matched the description of a suspect.
Exactly. That's different than just looking Latino.
But that's what they're
but
trying
they're
to do.
But they're breaking the law.
Fred. That's different. Absolutely.
Both people are breaking the law.
Eric,
it's hard. Listen.
Eric, if I'm an American citizen,
I'm not breaking the law.
Fred.
Right, but the people who are breaking the law might match your description.
Eric, listen to me. You're talking about a whole race of people. Don't you get it?
But
you're not talking about a guy that someone just
but
did.
But what you're not getting, Fred, is that's the description of the race of people that are breaking these laws in Arizona.
You just
there's no perfect way to go about this.
But no, there
you
is.
You can't fix it with a perfect,
no, but
no non-offensive way for everybody.
But there are ways to do it that doesn't violate our Constitution. And that's what
this
does.
That's just a part of it that I don't have a problem with.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
So why hasn't someone come up with those ways?
Because no one has the political fortitude to go up against both sides. The people, the left-wing nut jobs and the right-wing people who want the cheap labor and say, you know what, screw you. We're going to do what's right. No one has the courage to do that. That's why.
All right, how about, let me ask you this. And we should move on because I'm sure people are really irritated.
Oh, yeah,
but
this one won't be a popular show.
No. I'm sure people are very irritated. But post 9/11, when they began racially profiling, terrorist people, Arabs, whatever, Pakistanis.
Terrorist people.
No, well, Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and, you know, I'm trying to not be offensive. I don't know what the
right
word to say.
I know, that's why I like
we arrested a guy in Providence.
Well, we have a lot
the
of
day
email,
after 9/11
well, we have a lot of emails of on this if you want
no,
to.
No, and I'm sure that they're going to kill me
they
and Eric, but that's okay. Was that wrong? Post 9/11, we began racially profiling
right.
Airlines. Airlines had the right to racially
not just
profile
airlines.
Based on suspicion. Is that wrong?
Technically,
that's a whole race of people. Was it wrong?
Technically, the way that the Homeland Security did that whole act was it had to be random. Now, did they racially profile people? Absolutely, they did, but. They
profiled.
But,
it's not just race.
Wait a minute.
They profiled.
Fred.
There's a profile. That's the reason why
the
there's called a
profile.
Put
the brakes on for a second. Random. I would tend to agree with you. You think it's going to be every single Latino person that they see in Arizona they're going to stop?
Yes.
Or you think it's going to be random?
Because
I think it'll be random.
No, I don't.
They can't possibly stop every single person.
They're not stopping you.
No.
But they're not going to stop every single person.
You think they're going to stop Steve Nash?
They didn't randomly stop everybody in the...
He's got long hair.
They racially profiled in the airline.
He's an
immigrant.
He's driving the lane.
But they're not going to stop every single person. There are millions of them. They can't possibly do it.
They didn't stop every
terrorist. Who's more likely to get
stopped,
Steve Nash or Leandro Barbosa?
Who cares?
Who?
Who cares?
He's a Hispanic Suns player.
But my point is, if Leandro Barbosa is with 17 other people that look like him, are they all going to get stopped? No. I'm sorry, but they're not. And if you think they are... then you're naive.
I think if they're on
to
a
throw
street,
Fred's line back at
I
you.
Think if they're on a street corner, they might all ask to be produced their papers.
Fine. And if none of them is breaking the law, they have nothing to worry about. They can spend the 5 minutes talking to the police and showing them where they live.
No.
They have no problem thereafter.
John in South Carolina, those who give up essential liberty to purchase little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That was said by Ben Franklin. Before I say anything more, I have four cops in my family. The problem with giving the police too much ability to detain or question is the police honestly believe the majority of people they confront are guilty. That is not a bad thing. We need our police to be suspicious. The laws are here to protect the citizens, not to make law enforcement jobs easier. The idea that profiling happens so we should make it legal is a bad precedent to set. The purpose of affirmative action was originally to force a mixed work environment so people of different races would be exposed to each other.
By the way, just so that this is on the record and everybody knows, everybody in my family who's older than me, except for my mother, was born in another country and came here through proper channels.
Eric, no one is saying that illegal immigration is good. That's a different argument.
Some people are arguing that, Fred.
Well, then they're
wrong. Those people who want to get votes and get political power, a lot of them are saying exactly that.
Well, no, I believe that no one really thinks that people should be illegally able to come into this country.
Some people do believe that, and they've said that. You get listen to these whack jobs on, like, Rachel Maddow's show or all these other places.
I think that what they're saying is that with the problem we have now and the people who are already here, we need to figure out a realistic way to deal with them.
Some people are saying that, yes.
Okay. But I think that, you know, I can't believe that 90% of Americans – are for doing it the right way. I can't, you know.
Wait, say that again?
I can't believe that 90% of the people are not, let's say, not for doing it the right way coming into this country. Maybe 10% of America feels that you should come in any way you want. I can't understand what argument they would make for that, but
who's not for doing it the right way?
Obviously, the people who are opposed to this law. Yeah, the people who are breaking the law.
Illegal immigrants.
And there are a lot of
them.
But
that's not who we're talking about here.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
We're talking about American citizens.
Well, what we're really talking about, and we can take a break. And I see you. You got your half hour to yell and scream
Fred
and say stupid things you learned at a snowy campus in upstate New York.
We're trying to move on here.
If I were a Hispanic,
this is why people love
legal
the show,
immigrant,
by the way.
I would want something moving in this direction because I did it the right way. I am legal. I play by the rules.
And
why is the guy next to me getting
skipping through everything? If there's any good that can come out of this Arizona law, it's that the politicians do get serious about it and do work on this. Shouldn't there be
some internal pressure within the Hispanic community? Wouldn't that be a good thing?
Just like
that,
we say,
I did it the right way.
Why don't my jerks do it the right way?
Just like we say with Islam, we need more Islamic leaders to come out against
the
fundamentalists.
Exactly. Because most of them are fine.
Right.
It's the freaks in every. There's white freaks and there's black freaks and there's Hispanic
freaks that ruin the
pool for everyone.
Exactly.
Yep.
Word.
Glad I had to be the voice of reason. That's a NESCAC education.
Scott says,
none of that crap from the Q's.
Scott says, I like the way we are defending Aaron Hernandez from more potential drug testing. Do we play Arizona this year?
By the way, he wants to take a break behind the glass, and you're just ignoring him and reading emails.
No, I just wanted
just
to,
wanted
move,
to
on.
Move on.
In all seriousness, Aaron Hernandez
lost the argument.
Is okay. Subject to more drug testing, by the way.
Why? He's in the program?
No, because he's suspected. He's, you know, suspected. He's got a history.
Sounds like a violation of his constitutional
rights.
Who's
testing him? How?
They said that because of
that
what
original
he did,
story that Bert wrote said that he will be subject to
more frequent
testing as a result of his college history. But he is not starting his NFL career in the substance abuse program.
So Kevin Falk is subject to more frequent.
Absolutely.
And Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mike says, thanks for talking about the Patriots today.
Mike in Puerto Rico?
Kamani says the problem with the Arizona law is that it only targets Hispanics.
But that's kind of my point.
Again,
the target in New Bedford would be the Portuguese. Those are the illegal immigrants.
Let me just, and I don't know this, I don't know the answer to this, but let me ask you this question. If this were to be a huge problem on our northern border with Canada.
Steve Nash would get pulled over all the time.
Would you feel differently about
and
it?
MacGyver.
They couldn't do it. They wouldn't be able to do it.
Why?
Why not?
Because how would you suspect somebody?
He said A.
The way they talk, the way they look.
How is a Canadian looking different than us?
It's a random search, Fred.
But it's not random, Eric. The law does not say we will randomly search people. It says based upon reasonable suspicion.
Okay.
He's got a Canadian's jersey on?
But isn't that
could be a way.
But a Mountie jacket and a brown hat.
No, but Fred.
Puffy pants.
Or with a lot of maple
riding
syrup
a moose.
Or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, that, or on a moose. Yeah, you could be on a moose.
I was being serious. Now I'm being
I know, nuts. We've moved on from serious.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys can't get along when you're serious.
But we were being serious.
Yeah, but everybody was yelling.
No,
and
go ahead,
and it gets him to talk, and I really don't like when he talks. Tomas just adds nothing to the program.
But you just said reasonable, you know, the suspicion, isn't that open to interpretation to the law enforcement people?
You're making my point.
That's right.
So why can't – I don't understand. Why couldn't you just say, I'm gonna pull Andy Hart over. He looks like he could be Canadian. I don't know.
Right.
Why can't
we
you
don't
do that?
Want that. I'm That's not.
No,
wrong.
But what I'm saying – okay, so you feel the same way about it. I feel the same way about it, too. I would have no problem with it, even though
– I think it's wrong.
It would put my chances of being randomly
– Yeah. I mean,
questioned
right now,
increased
police,
by a million percent.
Police, you know, if you're driving a car, police technically cannot just randomly pull you over. They have to have probable cause.
Right.
They just can't pull you over because of the way you look.
No.
You
but if you're breaking the law while you're doing it, they have every right to do that and then ask you, where do you live?
But you said if you are breaking the law, they can.
So you don't have a lot of respect for law enforcement.
Walking down the street looking Hispanic is not breaking the law.
We didn't say that.
That's the bottom. You don't really have a lot of respect for law enforcement. You don't.
Hey, it's Fred Kirsch's infomercial.
Right?
He's moving.
I have great, deep respect for law enforcement.
It sounds like you don't. You don't trust them to be responsible with the law.
That's how I feel about it.
We have.
Is I'm okay with it as long as it's being done by the law enforcement.
Because if I'm a cop and I'm in an area that's primarily Hispanic and some white guy rolls up in a Mercedes.
Yeah.
That's probable cause for me. I'm targeting him. Why is he here? He doesn't look like he should be in this neighborhood.
So making a drug
target. Right.
Why,
exactly. That's why I'm checking.
Why are sheriffs in
Arizona against this law. They're saying it's going to make their job a lot more difficult.
Oh, there's no question it makes the law enforcement's job tougher. You know, it's a lot of work.
They say now you're putting in our hands to figure out who's reasonably suspect.
Yes, I can totally agree with that.
And they're saying this is ridiculous.
Well, that's because cops are lazy.
And
I think that's more.
Who has respect now?
That's more from a workload standpoint.
Now I can't be at Dunkin' Donuts for 6 of my 8 hours.
Philosophical opposition standpoint.
But also,
your best friend, a cop.
From what I understand,
that's why I think they're lazy.
But from what I understand, in the law, it's written that there is a legal thing that people can sue a law, you know, the department for not enforcing this law. So it's putting them in a tough position.
Did you hear the 911 call the other day that was leaked? I saw this on the news. You may have seen it. Some guy was driving drunk, I think, or had some drinks and was speeding, like, way over the limit. And he calls 911 because he passed a cop, and the cop was on his cell phone and didn't pull him over. So he calls 911 and says, here, can you tell me who the cop is that was on this street? And they're like, oh, why do you need to know that, sir? He said, well, because I've had a couple of drinks, and I just sped by him, and he did nothing. He was on his cell phone, and I want to know why I didn't get a ticket.
Talk about a citizen arrest.
What an idiot.
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous.
I didn't catch that.
Dumas.
Peter writes in, he's from Northern Ireland. He says, I would like to say thanks for the great show over draft weekend and weighing in about Denmark. I'm quarter Danish, so I know little about them. They drink heavily, smoke heavily, love potatoes, drive horribly, and are European flag football men's champions. I helped out at the most recent European championship, and I must say, Swedish women in tight football pants.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I got to tell you, with all we read that
that's
they've done in,
I'd like
in
to
Denmark,
pull over.
Being the flag football champions is close to the top of the list of what they've done.
I was laughing, Freddie, as I was driving in this morning. A local show, a local radio show here, one of the very popular ones on KISS 108, they were talking about Tuukka Rask, the Bruins goalie, who is Finnish. And
he's finished?
How
are they going to win the next game?
Yeah. I didn't say he was finished. I said he's from Finland.
So young.
He said he's finished.
What happened?
So they were talking about Finland and how they're...
But he had a great series.
Right. And they started talking about, what do we know about Finland? How do we, you know... And it was basically the same exact show we had Tuesday about Denmark, and they had a whole segment about Finland.
Yep.
And they couldn't come up with really any famous people. And what is it known for?
They don't even have Danish.
Same exact thing. It was kind of funny.
What if they have those same desserts in Finland and they call them Finnish?
I couldn't have another finish. I'm finished.
Aaron says, interesting show today. I don't know if it's CNN or Discovery Channel, but it's kept me listening. I have to agree with Andy, Eric, and Paul. If you look a certain way, you should put up with the harassment. I don't think that's what they're saying.
I'm not taking it that literal, but I'm just saying
if
that...
If you look a certain way, you should put up with harassment. But that's exactly what it is.
But I'm not taking it that literal. But
I'm just with your argument that it's not right, but... They're trying.
It's necessary.
It's a step. It's
at the moment.
They're trying
it's to
do something.
I hope something good comes out of
Sometimes I just think that you have to. I don't know. What did they say? You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, or something like that. Is that another one of these 18th century sayings?
Crow's eggs, actually.
crow's eggs.
Could be. Fred, you know my solution. I told you mine because you brought up the economics.
You
want to
kill everyone.
Well, there's so many people.
He's in favor of genocide.
Right.
You're right.
What you brought up the economics and the cheap labor that Hispanics provide in thousands of millions of jobs. My theory is bring a white guy who's in on welfare, the Hispanic guy with a low-paying job who's an illegal immigrant. Offer the white guy the job. If he wants it, he gets it. The illegal immigrant goes home. If he doesn't want it, then he gets kicked out and gets sent to Mexico or wherever. It's very simple. That's part of the problem.
I think we have all these Americans agreeing with you.
All these Americans that aren't willing to work for what the illegal immigrants are willing to work for, they'll just sit home and eat their bonbons.
Illegal immigrants work really hard.
Actually,
right?
Yeah. So what you're saying is,
there's one job. There's two people.
Right.
There's the lazy white guy, the hardworking Mexican. Who gets the job? Go.
And then if the Mexican takes it over the white guy, the Mexican gets his citizenship.
Right.
Okay.
And the white guy gets sent
back. The white guy gets banished.
You useless piece of crap.
Devil's Island.
You embarrass.
Yes.
Papillon.
French Guyana. Aaron goes on, like, if you happen to be an eloquent, slight-frame, sweater-wearing man, you should put up with comments that compare you to a crow. That is to say, you don't fly straight.
Who is this?
I knew where that was going.
Who is this?
That's excellent.
Men who look that way should complain about this assumption, and they should embrace the fact that they are challenged on it regularly. Now on to business.
That is a tremendous point by the emailer.
Who is this?
Aaron from Virginia.
What colors do you have in that shirt today?
Outstanding, Aaron.
Several colors.
Bit of a rainbow display.
Now on to business. If you had to give me a percentage, what are the chances that we don't see Mankins on the field for the Pats this year?
Oh, zero.
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
He'll show up in blood.
I'd say 5%.
Yeah, less
than
zero.
Always a possibility.
Less than 5%. All right, 1% injury.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm saying from contract-wise.
No chance.
No way.
He has no,
I say
10%.
He has no choice.
But he's also, he wants his money, but he's a hardworking cattleman who's going
to
take the 3.268 million.
Practice in his career.
There's no chance.
Well, I hope so, but I would have thought that hardworking cattleman would have been here throughout the whole offseason. Offered him a tender, and I thought he would have signed it.
Voluntary. His agent is telling him,
this is business.
If you don't have to be there, don't be there.
Well, yeah, but holding out would be business, too.
No, but that's different.
But he
that's
can't get the money.
Now you're costing yourself money.
Right. He can't get the money by holding out.
Yeah, he will take the 3.268.
I'd like to.
0% chance he won't be here.
I like to think that, too. I want to.
And 100% chance Andy will go to him for his game story quotes every game.
Freddie, you know what I just realized yesterday? Brian Kelly, the new Notre Dame coach, from Everett.
Born in Everett.
No. Didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Really cleaning things up at Notre Dame, I'm sure.
He didn't spend
never coached there, did he?
He didn't spend any time in Everett, really.
He might be okay.
He grew up in Chelsea and wound up at St. John's Prep. I knew he went to St. John's Prep, but I didn't realize he was born
there. Isn't there a Chelsea thing?
Chelsea
Clinton?
Chelsea Creek?
Chelsea Football Club? England?
Like a Urban Dictionary type word. Chelsea something.
Oh, I'm sure there's something for everything in there. Harry in Maryland. Great
Chelsea
shows,
shower.
Great shows of late, he says. He must have written this before conversation. Fred
Portuguese shower down my way, but.
Fred actually reading the emails has improved the fan interaction. The show has a good flow as you now hit 20 small topics instead of spending an hour on one.
Except for immigration.
Except for immigration. Hour.
I think he must have sent that in before.
Yeah, we kind of swerved off the.
I blame Tamash for that.
Leo writes in.
Yeah, for getting too passionate about it.
Yeah.
Leo writes in from China. Originally, though, from New Hampshire. He says, I find it hard to believe that the Patriots were targeting Jermaine Gresham at pick 22 based on the way that they drafted and how they utilized their value system. Bill's wince was because the Patriots were waiting to see if the Bengals were going to select one of the available cornerbacks, which if the Bengals had selected one, the Patriots would have selected the other one. But since the Bengals went with Gresham, it gave Belichick the go-ahead to trade with Denver to drop down two spots because had the following pick at 23 Packers selected a cornerback, they would have still had the other cornerback on the board at 24. After the Packers went with Bulaga, the Pats traded down to 27, believing that neither Baltimore nor Arizona would select a cornerback. Luckily, the Broncos traded back up for Tebow and not a cornerback. Otherwise, it might have driven the Jets to jump in front of New England for the last top-tier cornerback on the board. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know.
It's
all plausible.
I don't know about all of the rest, but I would agree with you. I don't think that Gresham was the reason for that reaction that Bill had.
Yeah.
But no way of knowing that for sure, because Bill's certainly not going to get into it.
Sure,
yeah,
reaction.
But I think he does make one good point that once he saw that they didn't pick a cornerback, okay, let's do the trade because we know one of the two will be available and we have them both rated about the same.
Right, as Andy said, it's plausible.
I just think it's almost, not the specifics necessarily of that, but a lot of people had Gresham going to the Bengals, including Andy Hart's mock draft in Patriots football.
A lot of the mock draft contests, by the way, have Gresham at 21.
So I just feel like it was a reaction. Okay, there's another one we hit. Now we know what else is left. It's coming out kind of how we planned it.
Yep. Jared from Swampscott writes, he's North Shore, Paul.
Yeah, stay away from Bailey's Landscaping.
You know who's from Swampscott?
What?
What's his name?
Mick Ego.
Dick Geron.
Yeah, Dick Geron. I don't know who Mick
Ego
is. Todd McShay.
He's from Todd
McShay. Oh, that's right. He was the quarterback at Swampscott High.
Loser.
Like two-time guest on the draft room.
Oh, sorry.
Makes him a two-time loser.
Jared
says, think he's a great guy, though.
He is a very, very, very nice guy, according to the
very nice man.
6 hours
according
I spent
to you.
With him.
Jared says, hey, guys, and Eric, I know this is a long shot, and I'm not saying it's I want it to happen. But is there any chance at all that Adalis Thomas returns to the Pats?
Oh, my goodness.
Did he write this before he got cut?
Yeah.
0.0.
I know he and Belichick hate each other. He doesn't seem to have much left in the tank. He's a bad locker room presence. Jermaine Cunningham is wearing his old number. And he can't be relied upon to show up for work on time. But
he's better than Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah.
But he does have two arms and a leg. And two legs.
A leg?
Did he lose a leg?
He's a trike?
Just throwing it out there since his lack of a home is getting some print today. Thank you for your continued excellence during the quiet part of the year. We tune in for the Pats talk, but we stick around for the nonsense. Big ups for Paul for being sneaky funny, by the way. His line during the draft show about Toby Gerhardt reading books and stuff with his friends at Stanford killed me.
I don't even remember it.
The whole draft weekend's a blur at this point.
Oh, God, yeah. I was on a five-hour energy.
Plus, you didn't have any of your things that you normally do. You know, I'm sorry, I've lost interest. Men and all got taken.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
No, this year, what was it? I was supposedly saying how great I was or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, right again.
Right again.
What we all did.
Jim from Brisbane, I was doing some thinking and came up with a game for you to do. If you're constructing the Pats roster and are choosing the 53rd player between these guys, who would you pick? Assuming both are healthy, you have to pick one. No pussyfooting around.
All right.
The question, Paul.
Oh, he calling you out.
Yeah.
Well, that just
preemptive. Ooh. Calling you out.
Sean Crable or Terrence Wheatley?
Sean Crable.
What do we have to do with this?
Oh,
pick
boy.
One.
One guy to
Crable
make the team.
Because I think they're we're deeper at corner.
I say Crable too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says Crable
bigger
too.
And looks
We've
cooler.
Seen what Wheatley can do, and we always cut Crable if he turns out to suck. Okay, Bubba 2.0 or Kyle Arrington?
Kyle Arrington.
The guy averages like 1.67
yeah,
special teams tackles per game.
Sorry, Bubba.
Okay, and one more quick hit since I'm really procrastinating. If you could sign one guy who is on the street now, who would it be?
Bo Jackson.
One guy on the street now, who would it be?
Who's Greg Ellis.
Is he on the street? Yeah,
Greg Ellis. Oh, he may be in his home, but...
Greg Ellis.
Football speak.
And he's right. No, I didn't know if we had to make a deal for him, but you're right. He's a free agent.
Yeah.
And Chris Ferreira wants me to tease out that right now on Patriots.com you can listen to or watch, I'm not sure.
this is a great tease.
The interviews with Algie Crumpler and Stephen Neal. So those are now available on Patriots.com.
Steve Neal from like a month ago?
No, I guess he was available today.
Oh, my God. Supposed to be Fred Taylor. Not Steve Neal.
Oh, the look that Eric is giving me right now.
But see,
I'm
kind of with Eric on this.
Mad. Aren't you mad?
I'm kind of with Eric on this because I have a feeling. Well,
if they have to, you should be mad. But no, he said Stephen Neal and Algie Crumpler.
Okay.
Because we were told it was.
Yeah, it was
Fred Taylor and Algie.
We were told it was Fred Taylor and Algie Crumpler, but I'm going to just.
Of course, this is Ferreira, who usually gets his information wrong.
See, I was trying to keep out of it.
He flip flop. The other day on the website, he had Jermaine Cunningham as Brandon Spikes, and Brandon Spikes as Jermaine Cunningham. Talk about profiling. All Gators look the same?
Ferreira sucks. Merry Christmas.
Now, that was good. That was well done right there. I think it's unconstitutional to just say all the Gators look the same.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition
all
of PFW
right.
in Progress.
Can we
did run out
hour?
Of gas, by the way.
I hope you enjoyed
during our
hour?
Argument for the most
you
part.
Did. You guys took the wind right out of my sails.
I got things to do. There's more cookies here.
Wow, you were throwing some zingers in the middle of that argument.
Yeah,
you were involved in that more than
right,
you
right, but
me.
Yeah, but I'm more of a centrist. Like I look at things logically, not the
I'm
passion of you two. You idiots are on either side of the issue. I'm right down the middle,
well,
as
I'm
always.
Not, I'm not as
we
far
don't
far
all
on
get
the side.
To live on 20 acres of our own land where
right.
we can isolate
yeah.
ourselves.
And the reason why he's not for the rights is he has his own indentured servants.
Exactly.
They're all immigrants.
That's exactly.
True. They work
but
hard.
I do want to get a windmill.
All right. We'll see you next Tuesday.
PFW in Progress, putting out the magazine or an all-nighter after the game, these guys aren't afraid of the grindstone.
Working hard, and we're working hard, working evenings, ordering in, working Saturdays.
Patriots.com Radio.